Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it is. And we're about to get it in. Now, everybody's following all of the shenanigans. Caring about who did who, who raped who, killed, and the illusion this is going to be. Well, all that was put on Black Friday. They in Dubai. On Friday, they all in Dubai. In the big buy and buy. In Dubai, all the black folks here who got a little bit of money, they want to rush over there so they can put it on Facebook. You in Dubai, but you won't go in Dubai where it is the Islamic part. You might go in the tourist part, but you ain't getting in the Islamic part because you ain't going to be able to act a fool up in that bad boy. You got the fool on the side they gave you. So continue going over there to play the fool. because they're in Dubai. King Charles, ain't Prince Charles, it's King Charles. He addressed the whole group. On today's program, we're going to address you right back. Today's program is called The Climate Change Hoax 2023. We've got my special guest, my man, Charles Campbell of Ohio. And guess what? He ain't playing today. He's going to show you the alternative of how and why we can create our own energy. Perhaps a hope right in your backyard, but he's going to explain to us at the top of the hour. We're going to get into that aspect of all this. But first, we're going to bring it to you hot. So when he come on, we already on fire. Barbecue hot. So let's get it started. I mean, I know we love Puffy. We love music. We love all that. Y'all love these. But get over it. Get over it. It ain't going to affect your life one way or how. The fact that they got you following this PSYOP. Not only are you following the PSYOP, you following the biggest one yet because they ain't telling you the money game about to be changed up. Now, while y'all playing the fool, chasing around these rappers, like we said, all we said, they there for a reason. Shit, you won't think music has been around since the ancient of times. What better group to play? To play the card game. We told you Trump game was a card game, but you didn't get it. You don't play the cards. Obviously, you'd be scared to look at them too, probably. So for those of you out there knowing this call a cult radio, we play it just the way it is. No one need to be scared of the cult. It just means one who becomes enlightened. How is that tough? Unless you love ignorance. Now, they over there pretend to be God, though. It's the difference between being intellectual and playing God. Yeah, I told you a long time ago, anybody tell you they're God, you better run. Because I experienced that. You better run. Because, see, God is really oligarchy. Man, they at the top rule, you at the bottom, guess what? Let's go look it up. Now, they're in Dubai partying and shit, but on the other side, not the side you be on the New World Order side. And they warned everybody of the dangers of climate change. I mean, went off. Telling everybody about, I mean, just going berserk. I said, this is getting crazy. I'll listen to all these. I mean, everybody there. Everybody's there. I said, whoa. Now, I already told you before. With facts. This is the problem I have with people because they don't like to come with facts. They just want to talk. But I give you the now. That, you know. Persons, place, and things. If we give you exact names, we don't say they and them. Because who is they and them? But right now, under today's program, you didn't even vote for the UN. Never voted for it. World Health Organization. You ain't vote for that. But they ruling policy. Now, how is it you supposed to be a free democracy? Claiming to be, you hate the word republic because, you know, you got the republic. I said, man, they got their own Malcolm X, man. I'm going to have to play the dead later on after 12, man. All the dead people got to come to life. We got to resurrect the dead today. So I got some dead shit for you because, see, Henry Kissinger, the grand master, I'll be playing his legacy today. I give people props. Hey, anybody can pull what he pulled off at the time of our grandparents. Many of you don't even know. This new generation don't even know who Henry Kissinger is. But till he died yesterday at 100, the policies that man made is death-defying, almost under the terms of war crime. But we'll get into that when that segment comes up. So we're going to just keep it rolling with the facts, though. Since the World Health Organization, the UN, and all this stuff, they made it an executive order. This is facts. We are human capital. That's why your HR is called human resource. Executive order 13037. We're going to give you the facts. We ain't these other shows that you go there and we got to hear you pontificate with they, them, and this. We telling you who these are. We ain't going to be playing today. We don't never play, but again, people love kids' toys. Kids are for kids. Tricks. You know what that means. Now, let's even go further before I put this on what they're going to put on you, on us. Can't leave myself out this equation. That's why it's called the dry bones. Here's some, I'm going to give you some good and bad because they all together. See, in your own Bibles, you won't ask the preacher these questions because he's too dumb to say, oh, he's going to give you some. Why would God make good and evil? I do of all things. Isn't that strange? Now, it goes on to say the United States government was not founded upon Christianity. Treaty of Tripoli, Section 8, Section 154. All y'all talking about the Moroccans, obviously, that's why the EU and all of them, they had to meet there because they had to pay, let's even keep it going. They pay a tribute. Now, the problem here is, this is going to go over a lot of people here because y'all don't like law, obviously, but yeah. But then you be saying Allah and all this other stuff. But no, we can't get none of y'all to go to court to help anybody get money that y'all say we supposed to be having. Can't get y'all to put a court case together, huh? But I'm going to tell y'all I know why. Guess who owns the UN? Now, this diss includes numerous essays written by Stephen Ames and several others that fully above 40 mentions. It goes on to say, it is impossible for a non-lawyer to understand many of the documents. Simply words such as persons, citizens, people, nations, crimes, charge, rights, statutes, or prefer, constitutor, creditors, debtors, credit, discharge, payment, law, U.S., United States, does not mean much to many people who were never taught in legal definitions. So the first duty of the courts of the clients is U.S. versus Franks, D.C., New Jersey, 53, 2D, 128. Also, the clients are also called wards of the court. Now, this is going to go along with the curse that's in the Bible. Not again, I can't do this. This is divine provocation here. It says, woe unto you lawyers. You have taken away the key of knowledge. You enter not in yourself. They not entered it themselves. And them that were entering, ye, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. See, they don't want you getting to know prosperity. All this stuff, these prosperity preachers, all manufactured. I got all day, but I'm going to make this short and sweet because we know we got some Dolphins out there. We about to get busy. The money game is all through. We got people bringing all kind of vindication to all y'all out there who are saying this on these programs, especially this one, about gambling and fixed sports. It's definitely rigged now. We've been knowing it, but because many of us leave the hood through this profession, to become glorified. But unfortunately, it is. So play the point spreads and the over and under. Forget about your team. Okay, let's make it happen. We about to get hot up in here. Now, stuff right here. I just want you to hear how these people talk. I want you to hear how they talking, right? See, they know you ain't watching this because this ain't on the regular fake news, which you was told it was fake, which would be your fate because you want a lie. That's why your Bible say you are lovers of lies. You think that spell word ain't real? Oh, y'all could say all the stuff. That spell, that Bible real as hell. Where many shall fall fire. Now, let me get to the business of this. I said, man, this is a shame. These people having a good time making policy that we ain't even vote on. The United States corporate president is there. Why? He from Delaware. And then he over there stumbling and bumbling, and they about to come out in January 1st, 2024. I wish we had Brother Eddie to do the numbers on that one. 2024. And, better get your dictionaries out. Look up some of them words we told you. Yeah, it's going to be just like we just said. Now, the king, he over all of the Commonwealth. I don't care if you got independence now. I mean, shit. Independence to who? Chinese? So today, program, we'll be showing you how to survive in various ways, especially with climate. And my man coming on the top of the hour, but we about to play some stuff for you. So y'all won't be coming out feeling like we didn't hear the facts. Yes, you are. Get ready. The facts is coming. See, the king is here. Long live the king.
Some important progress has been made, but it worries me greatly that we remain so dreadfully far off track, as the global stocktake report demonstrates so graphically. The dangers are no longer distant risks. I have seen across the Commonwealth and beyond countless communities which are unable to withstand repeated shocks, whose lives and livelihoods are laid waste by climate change. Surely real action is required to stem the growing toll of its most vulnerable victims. As I've tried to say on many occasions, unless we rapidly repair and restore nature's unique economy based on harmony and balance, which is our ultimate sustainer, our own economy and survivability will be imperiled. We are carrying out a vast, frightening experiment of changing every ecological condition all at once, at a pace that far outstrips nature's ability to cope. After all, ladies and gentlemen, in 2050, our grandchildren won't be asking what we said. They will be living with the consequences of what we did or didn't do. So if we act together to safeguard our precious planet, the welfare of all our people will surely follow. And we need to remember, too, that the indigenous worldview teaches us that we are all connected, not only as human beings, but with all living things and all that sustains life. As part of this grand and sacred system, harmony with nature must be maintained. The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth.
Now that's Andy Black Friday. Black Friday, the biggest shopping season in North America, let's just say. I don't know about the world, but North America, our area, Black Friday is, woof, as soon as you finish eating on Thursday, you out there. And some of y'all are saying, hold back, y'all, buddy. Well, we warned you many times. I have Brother Ray. Don't do this. Boycott that. Well, you may not have listened, but you soon shall be listening when they come up with this new program we about to tell you about that is going to be able to off-grid your bank accounts. And once they off-grid your bank account, you will be structurally put in back in place with this speech that's going to be comforting, just like that was. You said that speech was comforting? Nobody said, we, like they're not really from the earth. And so if you listen to what he was saying, he said he distinctly separated who was there from the rest of the earth. And we have to now go back into the indigenous. And wait a minute. So they admitting that they're not indigenous till these areas. I mean, and he in front of the whole Arab nations. Everybody got on diadems. Everybody in there is from the Arab immigrants, Africa. All of them is there. It's in Dubai. Go look this up. Everybody in there practically black, just guarding them. And y'all got the nerves to talk this black and white shit to me. And the whole earth over there being guarded by black people. By black guard called the Black Guard. Go look it up. Go look up the Black Guard. They're all black Sudanese and women warriors. Some of the ruthless, most unbelievable women are guarding these men. Now, y'all got to stop the foolishness. Quit. Stop. What is y'all smoking? It ain't that delirious. Now, this man just told you they're going to come up with a new religion. See, when they start talking about Mother Earth, that's Gaia, Mother Gaia. This is New Age talk. See, the end of their religion is called the New Age movement. You've been hearing about it, A.R. Hubbard, all these, you know, gurus. They didn't tell you that the final stage would be transhumanism. Now, that man who you just heard is now king. See, he's king now. This is what he said when he was a prince.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change. And global crises like pandemics and climate change know no borders and highlight just how interdependent we are as one people sharing one planet. Over the past month or so, despite the ongoing crisis, I've been encouraged to see the growing calls for a green recovery. We need only look to the United Nations Secretary General, to the IMF, the EU, the Petersburg Climate Dialogue, the Canadian government, the COP26 universities network, and business leaders around the world to see this. And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I have tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Oh, they're playing Christmas songs. I'm going to put that for you. I know you want that Christmas bit. Oh, too bad. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Joy to the world. Now, he gave that's a speech before when he was prince. Now he king. He gave the one Friday. Sounds similar, don't it? Green Deal. Every municipality will be under the Green Deal. Everyone. Now, because facts matters on this program, obviously. First of all, the United States does not have any employees because there's no longer the United States. There are no more reorganizations. For the past over 200, I told you 400 years, probably two something, because they were fiscally 200 years of operating under bankruptcy is finally over. Executive Order 12803. You can't operate a bankruptcy this long. So here is something that will help you all. Because, see, we are the show that gives facts. Do not personate one of the creditors or shareholders, or you will go to prison. Section 18, USC, stockbroker. Go ahead. Call me up if I'm wrong. Facts matters on this program. Remember that one. And here's why. None of it matters. All that Trump going to court, it's all made up. All made up for you to listen to Roland Martin, a proxy. A proxy. Common sense tells you he's a proxy. How do I know? Come on. Come on. Any black person on this line have the audacity to go along with January 6th as being an insurrection, you probably are a traitor to all organizations based on the fact that the Minuteman March that we all went to as black men, rah, 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 more than beat the, I mean, I was there. Whew, big time. Had a ball. I could have sworn Farrakhan said was the building that they seized was selling slaves right there on the lawn. And was doing all kind of brutal shit to us at the Capitol building. And we got niggas now mad about some white folks want to tear up the Capitol. Ah, you know, this is how you know. This is how you know that we can't be in our right mind. So I'm going to show you why. Because the man said, now, see, I got the whole bloodline. The whole bloodline. So you know when you leave today, you won't be saying, damn, I ain't heard that. Yes, you have. You heard it today. See, I only gave you what the son said because, see, the daddy died. See, King Philip, he died, remember, not too long ago. And then the queen, she died. And we told you that was all ceremonial. And by the way, we did say that they want to bring in one world religion. Sounds like the one God concept, which is in your Bible. So I told you the Bible could be your New World Order book. You just don't know it. But This is what his daddy said. Now, I want y'all to listen now before we get even deeper. This is two generations of saying the same thing. But look what the daddy said. See, the daddy was, I won't even go there today. We'll wait till later. I know y'all ain't ready for that after 12. After 12, I will show you who that was up. This is what the daddy said. Now, I want to know how y'all think this sounds when y'all come back. I got to take some calls on this. This is two generations, and the daddy was, woof, look what the daddy said he want to come back as.
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. If where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Patrick, yes.
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilisation to greater availability of contraception. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think it might be described as voluntary family limitation.
Come back as a virus mutation. The man said, she asked him, he said sterilization was good. And y'all got the nerves in the Caribbean. Oh, man, take him. You know what's so crazy? They got the son over here because he's going to be the king. See, that's why they're here. And they got a Moroccan wife with him. That's why they had to have that boom, boom, boom. And this is too easy, man. This is so easy to see. You have to be Stevie Wonder three times over to be this blind. It really is. It's sad. It's sad. And not least, you know you got to be blind, deaf, and dumb in America. And I hate to say it like this, there's going to be only a remnant. That's why we bring my man on today. He's going to be the climate guru to tell you what you need to know. He's been in Ohio for some years. He brought that Boulay information to us because he is a part affiliated. He's a good person. See, a person who wants to tell. See, you don't join things to come into the dark. You're thinking you're bringing in enlightenment. See, the whole thing of these organizations was to bring enlightenment from the dead. You mean your dead mind. But what these organizations, I want everybody black, go ride around and look at your Masonic halls in your neighborhoods. Go around. If you're really, really true to your game and all we talking, all this stuff y'all do, like y'all just go, ain't nobody that bad in the world if you can't beat this. I don't give a damn you can kill how many blacks. Don't make me no difference. You're going to kill anyway. But for y'all to be on these social medias acting tough and shit, get tough and let's stop this. Because the man said they want to sterilize. They already sterilizing you. You think they're going to do it the old-fashioned way? Yeah, they go old-fashioned. They're going to come and just lynch you down like they do. No, that's not even the story. That's made up, too. That's the white built. See, this group we're dealing with is global. They kill all over the earth. The year I was born in 1962, I did an analogy of the decade I was born in and how violent this bad boy was. We got Henry Kissinger. We're going to show y'all him. Many of the blacks, if I were right now, say, who's Henry Kissinger? Black folks would be looking like, who? Only a certain remnant, small group, as always, will understand it. Rest of them, I go ahead and ask some people. Let's have some fun today. So you heard Henry Kissinger die. Went, who the fuck is Henry Kissinger? But Henry Kissinger was the mastermind behind all of this, and we will take calls right after this.
Because I'd been through the Pentagon right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No, no." He says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
And then Syria.
We had a chance to talk about a wide range of international issues, including the situation in Syria. And I have to say that all of us who've been seeing the terrible pictures coming out of Syria and Homs recently recognize it is absolutely imperative for the international community to rally and send a clear message to President Assad that it is time for a transition. It is time for that regime to move on, and it is time to stop the killing of Syrian citizens by their own government.
Lebanon.
They both had different reasons, the State Department and White House, for wanting Israel to do it, encouraging them to do it, supporting them. Our Air Force worked very closely with the Israeli Air Force for months before this, not necessarily with a deadline, knowing when it would happen. It was always going to be whenever there was an incident, they would take advantage of an incident. The word I used was fortunate timing. When the Hezbollah grabbed some of the Israeli soldiers in early July, that was then a pretext, I think that's the only word, for a major offensive that had been in the works a long time.
Libya.
Today we can definitively say that the Gaddafi regime has come to an end. The last major regime strongholds have fallen. The new government is consolidating the control over the country, and one of the world's longest-serving dictators is no more.
Somalia.
Well, violence isn't only on the rise in Afghanistan. In fact, it looks like America's shadow wars have now increased by one. Drone strikes have long been reported in Pakistan and Yemen, but now there's news that a week ago, a U.S. drone aircraft fired on 2 leaders of a Somalian organization, Al-Shabaab.
Sudan.
President Obama is sending 100 combat-equipped troops to Central Africa to advise local forces on getting rid of one of the continent's most vicious operatives, Joseph Kony, the head of the Lord's Resistance Army, a group responsible for atrocities across the region. It's the first open deployment of U.S. ground combat power to Africa since the Black Hawk Down incident in Somalia in the 1990s that killed 18 troops. U.S. troops may wind up now in Uganda, South Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's part of...
How much more do you need the spirit world to give you? This is the news. As soon as this man said this, before this took place, the man you heard first, that was General, he said on C-SPAN, having fun, was, and look, Obama did most of the damage. So guess what that means, you niggas? You're going to drink your blood. Now, let's get it on. Let's get the calls in. I told you, I got the scriptures. I got all that for y'all. Facts matters. We're not going to play with y'all today because climate change, I told everybody, vindications, I feel vindicated for real. I've been saying, y'all been saying, not me, the dry bones been saying, we've been chemtrailed. Prince even came on TV. See, he did. Did Greg, everybody told you we chemtrailed to death. Oh, my God. I mean, chemtrailed to death. It's in Miami. They doing zigzags in our area. And we is in a good area. This is unbelievable. And all the nations shall reap and mourn. Let's get the dry bones open, lines open. Hit the number one button if you're not scared to come on the program. 0997. 0997, welcome. Got your hand up. 0997. Okay. They listening. I'm about to say, y'all
I'm
can't get that.
I'm right here. Can you hear me, man?
I hear you good.
Can you? Hey, man, peace, man. Good morning, man, to the brothers, yo. Listen, I agree with a lot of stuff you say, but, you know, the path, man, look, know what the path is? We got to use their stuff against them, man. When I say it like this, you got to use their words against them. Like, I heard some brothers talking about, they don't use cursive in schools no more. They don't teach you to write cursive like blue, blue, blue. Why would they teach you to write spells? Why would they teach you to be a spellcaster? Why would they teach you to master your own destiny? Why would they do that? They was doing it blindly at first, but when they saw the power of the pen, remember, the pen is mightier than a fucking sword. Forgive my language, man.
Forgive
my language, man. I be trying to keep it real clean. Because I don't want to offend no one. Because, see, sometimes they can't hear you for the words. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Remember,
yes.
Words are power. Now, you can stomp your feet. You can punch a mofo in the jaw, knock his teeth out. But them words is what decimates him. Like, let me stop. My brothers don't understand the words. Like, when they speak all this shit into existence, they speak homosexuality, bitchifying men, and I'm using good words. Am I using good words, brother? If I'm off the mark, tell me, because I don't want nothing to be censored, because I want people to hear what we're talking about right here.
Right. Yeah, no, know what you do. That's why we're doing
talking,
it.
We talking for real right here. This is how they master the whole world. Like, just look, it's a pity party for a bunch of people that nobody did nothing to right now. Oh, bomb this. We can annihilate them. We can wipe them out. Who talks like that, yo? How do you get away with talking like that? You talking reckless right here.
Correct.
It's like wolf cookies, like you writing check your ass can't pass, nigga. What you talking about? I'm old school, so forgive me, man, when I go there.
Yeah. No problem. But I feel you 100. Let me say what you just said. Incantation. He said, use your words, they words against them. That's why we love them, brothers come and sisters coming on here, because y'all connecting the same. Incantation. They put it on the show for us when we was kids. We didn't realize what bewitch means. Bewitch was deep. We didn't realize how deep it was. Incantations was a spell breaker. Because every time she got into trouble, they had an incantation.
Keep going. Abracadabra, like you think that's a joke? Go look up abracadabra, yo. I want you to look up pharmacy. What pharmacy is? Witchcraft. It's spell casting. Like,
yep.
And remember, they stopped teaching you how to write cursive, because when you write cursive, you write spells. And when you write spells, you make things manifest over here.
And
you
that's
why
I say,
I try to stay away. Hey, when I talk to you, dry bones, to see, you make me speak truth on these boys. I be trying to keep it to myself.
No, man, don't keep it to yourself, bro. That's why we did
this.
That's why we did
this. We got to talk about
it,
though.
We did this so we don't have to keep the dry bone. See, the dry bone, I'm going to tell y'all something, it's a hell of an allegory. I told you, these things is magic. It said that in this time frame, the people who would be the dry bone would be so, they would even have doubt. Can they live? We would have doubt. And yet, it said that we would use incantations and break the spell to create a new, that's why they call it the Valley of the Dry Bones. It's not nothing to do with no goddamn, it's a skeleton. We can go all day long, but I ain't going to do that day because of time frame. But thank you, man. Appreciate that love there. Now, let me ask y'all some questions. Y'all heard these dragons. I told you, dragons, they don't give you that in mystical terminology without having real validation. These dragon families, you notice, the first thing they want is everybody gone. Ain't that in Dungeons and Dragons? Ever, if you look at these, what they show you what they're going to do to you in magic. Because they could put it in your mind, because I told y'all, it's only a certain amount of time, a tenth of a second. Ain't going to be no playing with y'all today. Tenth, that's that eye of horror shit that we all be looking at, that nobody breaks it down unless you go pay, which I had to. You got to pay sometime to hear this shit, because they don't like to give it. And I don't blame them. You know why I say I don't blame them now? Not that I like to pimp anybody, but see, the thing about this knowledge, it's a whore. It's a whore. The knowledge can go to anybody. It's a whore. See, y'all thinking pussy. It's knowledge. Knowledge can go to anybody. It can be transferred to and fro in the earth. That is the sign of what? The internet. I'm going to bring it to everybody's fruition. We about to
Hey, bro, I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Dog
go ahead.
Latin, the language of the illiterate. Hey, look, pull up Dog Latin and look what Dog Latin is. You going That's going to take you back to 1666, the Sestuvay Act.
Say it again, because you're going to do a show. I'm going to let you do a show on that.
Hey, look, bro, you make me spit truth. Like, I'm trying to keep this shit to myself, because people they get disturbed about this information, man. You know what I'm talking about, yo.
It's a whole new line of people being brought in, bro. I'm going to tell you straight up. And it's the same people who was able to see this. We never knew we can see it. It's like, we've been seeing this shit all our lives, but then somehow, it does have to do with your DNA, everybody. It does. See, family, I don't know if what it meant, but I looked up the dry bones, and it's melon. It's what they want. It's what that shit, maha bone. It's your bone
melon
marrow.
Melon is more expensive than gold. Yeah. Melon is worth more than gold, bro. Melon.
That's right. It's worth more than gold. It's on the stock exchange. Now, Brother West gave y'all years ago, Brother West been saying this shit, gave y'all the patent number on melanin. And it's just as expensive, if not more expensive. Now, y'all think gold and silver is the most expensive. No, it ain't. Palladium. Palladium and this other one, I can't think of the name right now, is becoming the most. If you got these things. Now, the reason why I'm saying this, because we digging in the earth, y'all. Let me get some more calls. Hold on. I got too many of y'all. 9927, go ahead. We jamming. Brother, you coming on. It's like I said, 19927. I got 1381. Everybody get about 3 minutes. Go ahead. You first.
Okay, give me a second. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Just have to get in the room. So
I got you. We're extending you,
man. Just to really iterate on what the brother was saying about the what's up, Magical? First, what's up, Magical beings? And yeah, you was jamming the other day. I saw that. Nice and warm. I'm up here cold as hell, but nice and warm. You was warm. Where you out there? Bones, nice and warm, made me feel good, jamming on them drums. What the brother was saying, yes, we are magical beings. Hello, wonderful magical beings, how are you? We bring everything to life. We bring everything to reality. We bring all this shit, this garbage that we think is real to life. None of this shit is real, not even fucking money. That's why I keep saying that we can change anything. We can change shit. We can get rid of money just like they doing and changing it over to some other fake ass shit. But they're using the powers that we once had. We don't have that anymore because why? They took all of that away from us. It's like they always do. They take everything away from everybody and then they take it and then they claim it. And then they say, oh, look what we discovered. Oh, look what we've done. Oh, look what, look. This is what's going on in the world today, is that we're not stopping and realizing that we're bringing this bullshit to life. We are. We are all over the entire realm is doing this. Okay, yep, they got rid of cursive writing because, hey, they don't want you to write the spells like the brother said. They don't want you to change nothing. They don't want you to get rid of them. Because once you learn how to get rid of them by using the Death Note paper, that's why they made the anime Death Note about the other beings, spiritual beings that come when you start writing shit on paper. Now,
on
when
paper.
You start writing shit on paper, the other spiritual beings, your ancestors or whoever that was in your life will come and make you and help you execute whatever you want. Okay, as
so
people
execution.
Say, when we use the
execution.
Universe
what
amongst
you
us,
execute.
Yes, your
execution.
Universe
okay,
amongst us because we don't die. We don't die. We do not die. We are the beings inside the body. We are the beings inside the vault. We are the beings inside the body. The body is just for us to communicate with amongst each other physically, in the physical realm.
So God
in the
is
real
the element.
Realm,
God's elements. God, L, God means element. What you say? Go ahead, keep going.
Element. That's right. Element.
The word manifest. Yeah, but let her finish her story. I'm giving everybody 3 minutes because we got so many callers. Go ahead, 3 minutes. I'll interrupt now.
Yes.
Let it go.
Elemental.
Okay.
You are the elemental. You are the one that creates everything. You're creator. You create everything. You keep creating the same loop over and over and over and over. You keep following the wrong people over, thinking that they the ones that's it. All right, they keep imprisoning your ass because you can't see that they're using the same tactics that you have done for billions, trillions, zillions, whatever, of years, if years even exist, okay? Because
right.
We just exist. We are
right.
Here. We are here. We are the creators. We are the destroyers. We are everything. And this shit here, we even imprisoning our own selves in crap. Okay,
so, hold on.
Because we
think
we got to feed
now,
the body. We got to feed the body.
We
got to keep the
we
body.
We can imprison ourselves. Now, I'm glad what you're saying now, because if we write these spells and we got the children now not able to connect the words, it's hyphenated.
They disconnected
everything.
Them. That's the whole goal. That's the end game, to disconnect the children so that they can take the children and use them as what? Weapons. In what other realm? Going beyond the wall. Whatever they plan on using the children for, thinking they need AI. AI is running everything. That bitch running every. I told you, that bitch running everything. That's why.
Now I'm glad you said she's a bitch.
That's why Beyonce is praising her. That's why all of them is praising
her. I'm glad you said the bitch, because this is a cult show. This is a cult program. We give only facts. The bitch did not. She ain't saying bitch because we just like saying bitch. Look up, go deep, get the books. It's called The Goddess Bitches. Put in goddess bitches, canine, put the star Sirius in the search engine. Put that in there. Somebody say mac and cheese, but y'all about to eat up some good shit. Yeah, what y'all having a Super Bowl party? Call me later on. Now, all I can tell you is that's why I tell you. Look this up. So you don't think we just be running our miles here. We just love to give the facts. The facts is she did not say bitch. Y'all think it's derogatory. No. Go look up goddess bitches and then go look up sex goddess bitches, and you will see the temples around the earth showing you the orgies of the ancient world. That's a fact. Go ahead, sister, finish up. Give you one more minute. Two
now,
more minutes.
AI is just a body. It's just a mechanical
a woman.
Body.
AI is a woman.
It's who? Is the entity inside the AI. Just like we are the entities inside our bodies. See, we've been told that you're going to die or you go to heaven and hell. No, you are the heaven and hell. You are within the body that you had came through the portal in so that you can exist and communicate. So, and then we created we create the simulation. So whatever simulation we decide we want to go with, that's what we're going to go with.
Similac, simulation, look at the words. We breastfeed now with Similac to create the simulation. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, so we've been told that, you know, when you die, you go this, you go that. Listen to this. They have technology out there to snatch you up and put you in the machine. They've always had it, okay, to snatch you up before you go out your body and go back to the energy world, okay, the energy verse, the verse. You go back to the verse because you are the verse, okay? So they're going to take, they're going to snatch you up, all right? And they're going to put you in the machine. A new body. That's the new body.
A new machine.
But you cannot, you don't have the sensory that you in the feel and the sensation that you would have touching another being.
Now,
you don't
have that
sensation.
Okay, let me get some more calls. Let's leave off sensation. Let me get some more calls. I know y'all, it's going to be hype. I told you. After 12, I'm giving out some. I told you. We not playing with you. It's time. It's the time. And we ain't talking Morris Day, even though Morris Cole does give you the day. 9161. No, hold on. Let me take that back. 1381. I'll talk to you next. 1381.
Greetings, Brother Dry Bones. This is Elena calling out of Georgia.
Out of Georgia. We got some more GA in the house. Thank you, sister. Appreciate you.
And I'd like to respond to the topic itself. This climate control and climate change and sustainable development, this is nothing but these demons' way to recolonize and assert their will under that Monroe Doctrine all over the world. If you notice, most of the natural resources are where us melanated people exist, in Haiti and Africa and different areas like that. Right now, the United States is having an operation down there against Venezuela about that land that's in between Guyana and Venezuela, or it may be Guyana.
Right.
ExxonMobil and the United States is behind all of this, and now they got all of these migrants that's taking over Chicago. So all of these things are connected. But when I just want the audience to know, there's no such thing as overpopulation. There's no such thing as we don't have enough oil, because oil is an ambient fluid that runs through the earth. It replenishes itself. They operate off of scarcity. You see?
That's right.
And this is public policy. It's political. It's public policy. And we got to get in on this stuff. This stuff is spiritual, as the sister was saying, but you got these old Fabian, the people who are behind all of this are them old white underground societies, like they call Fabian socialists.
Keynesian. Now, the economics is Keynesian, called Keynesian economics. So you're hitting on all cylinders right now. Yeah, go ahead. Keep it going.
Yes. So what we got to do is we got to come up with a plan and say to these people, you know what, we're going to control our spaces and places. We don't care what you got going on, but we're in survival mode. They got a whole new pandemic, pneumonia, floating around here now, especially in these areas where it's cold out. A lot of people are getting sick from pneumonia, and don't even know what this stuff is coming from. They're getting ready to run a whole new game on us, a whole new pandemic. And we got to be on top of this stuff in the physical realm as well as the spiritual realm. Now it's time for us to pull out all of what our ancestors taught us to do.
Yeah, and that's
go back
from
to the old way.
That's why I say the dry bones will be the ones that will remember during the time of trouble. Now, she just said, thank you, sister. Also, there is legislation all over the earth that is counteracting. Just in case y'all don't think people fighting back, they are. See, they want to show you the court cases of them fighting back. You go to Australia, they sue and fight. They sue and Pfizer. They sue and Pfizer. And Pfizer getting nervous. See, I know, I'm going to just talk straight. See, Pfizer and them, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. And sister, stay with me. They knew that the Viagra was going to make them a killing. But see, people didn't realize they was giving people Viagra already for high blood pressure because it opens up the arteries. They were already giving you Viagra. They just renamed it. So they, and notice it's called the blue pill because it's the blue house. But I ain't going to go there right now. I'm about to get deep. Y'all don't know what the blue mean, obviously. Little boy blue. come blow your horn. This is about to get deep up in here. Now, I got my brother coming on here. And,
yes, right. Scott is right. Stop playing, son. Stop playing, yo.
But they gotta,
we don't
want to
talk over here. We don't want to talk, yo. We don't want to talk.
We give them spectrum because they already in the rainbow. I said, man, they got all the colors of all the lodges. They got all this stuff. I said, man, you believe me, we're going to do the shows on these blue lodges and all this stuff because anybody knows it's magic. That's why the traceable.
Yo, homie, like, that's why I mess with you, homie. That's why I mess with you, homie.
Yeah.
I usually don't listen to you, but I listen to you, homie. That's why I listen to you, yo. That's why I'm going to sit back in the cut.
Yeah.
And from time to time, I'm going to say stuff. Don't be mad when
I
say
stuff. No, no.
Don't nobody be offended when I say
something.
What show
leave y'all on the line? I leave y'all on the line, and I only say I only say mute yourself when you moving. That's all I ever tell y'all. Y'all only foresee, because y'all are the blood for the blood marrow of the dry bone.
Well, you better stop playing. Why you my man, son.
We doing what we do. Now, hold on. Let me get some more. I get some more callers, because I told y'all. We got 9161. And 7249. I got to give y'all 2 minutes because he got to come on soon. Hit that number one, brother child. Go ahead. 9161.
Hey, what's going on, Driver? How you doing this morning, man?
Oh, man, we loving this. We loving what we do with y'all.
Man, I got some stuff to tell you, man. Something happened last night when I was out. I got
Shout
to bring this to you. You were talking about Pfizer and all this other stuff, right? And then he just told you the other day that after December 1st, they said that December 1st was the day where you're going to have more sickness coming across of any moment of the year, flu, colds, whatever. Now they're talking about this white lung pneumonia data. The Republican senators say close the travel to China because it's a new virus.
Right.
That's what they say, right?
That's what they said.
All
That's
right.
What they said. Facts.
They said 17% of people who took the Pfizer Moderna shot, they say died in the first year. What do you think about that? Huh?
Let me tell you
something. Because I was out yesterday, and as a witness to what I'm talking about, I was out last night. I was out. And my buddy said, my daughter playing her high school basketball game tonight. She playing a tournament. She playing a tournament, thank you. And I said, is she playing a tournament? Well, I'm coming at 8 o'clock at Monacan High School in Chesterfield, Virginia. So I go to the game. I see a guy that got a podcast about the basketball players. And one of the basketball players play down there in North Carolina. His name is Armando Baycott. He plays down there at University of North Carolina, Tahoe. Well, anyway,
right.
Dad runs a trucking business. So he was saying one of the guys that you know played ball with, he died last week. I said, yeah, I know Trey died, but he said he died with us. I said, well, how he died with y'all? He was playing. He said he wasn't feeling good, sat down, and just keeled over and died on the court. I said, what? He's 52 years old. Fireman. I said, whoa. I said, dang. I said, let me go look. Because I got up this morning, because I've been knowing this guy for a long time, since I've been about 20. I'm 36 now. So guy had his wife died last year, right?
Mm.
And I said, well, I'd be damned. So I looked it up. I said, dang. Another guy I know said he has thick blood. The doctor says he can't work right now, right? So it's a thing going on with the myocarditis and these jabs and daggone, but people still are oblivious because they talking about some damn stress. I said, no damn stress. These people is getting the effects of them jabs and they taking them out.
Now, we're going to get deep. Keep it going. Y'all make sure y'all keep memory banks what y'all are saying.
Earlier this year, I had another guy that was about the same age. This guy was playing ball, fell out on he said he wasn't feeling well, went to the hospital, died in the hospital. So what I'm saying is these shots are starting to take effect on these people's lives, bodies,
right,
and physical condition. Now, they didn't tell you the other day, December 1st was what? It's going to be the one of the most sick days of the year because I know a lady last week said her daughter got, I mean, her niece got RSV and she's like less than 2 years old. But let me bring this up. So so I can get, but the point I'm trying to make is these stuff is happening, and guess what December 1st was, or is it December 1st or December 1st, guess what they got? They had the 35th anniversary of what? National AIDS Day, where you're supposed to honor all the AIDS victims. And I say, dang. But I said one thing. Daggone, one of the people who was responsible for all these damn diseases on this planet was that damn devil, that Jewish bastard, Henry Kissinger. They were trying to make him look like a damn hero, and he's a goddamn spawn of Satan that they ain't never been one.
Now, hold on.
Henry Kissinger, that bastard.
Calm down. I want y'all to come back at 12. See, I got the whole Henry Kissinger thing. See, I'm going to play. Everything you heard was actually from Henry Kissinger's philosophy and his affiliation. And I want y'all to say something. Hold on. Just so y'all don't think I'm making shit up. See, facts matters for me because the dry bones, you know, niggas don't like hearing. I hope you don't like hearing lies all your goddamn life. But goddamn. But here it is. After September 11th, President Bush picked Henry Kissinger. Listen to this now. Nobody knew about this. See, I be finding out. I say I be digging deep because I just how we do it. I said Henry Kissinger. What? He was head of the investigative committee. Remember the committee on 9/11? How crazy it was. But it says, look what it says now. But cry from the Democrats who saw a conflict of interest with many of the consulting firms, clients forced Kissinger to step down from the post. And here when it gets deep, right after Nixon, y'all, because I love history. See, we grew up watching Nixon because our parents was all GM workers. See, GM workers at that era, they were the fucking middle class, the greatest middle class in America. So they got the pensions that no of us would ever get was these GM workers. They knew what they was going to do to them. And guess what Henry Kissinger did in 19... This is sad how we can forget our life and history. The Democrats, and after that, Henry Kissinger stepped down. He got divorced from his first wife. But guess who he married? This woman named Nancy Magrini, aide to Governor Nelson Rockefeller in 1974. Now, I'm in high school now, having a good time, and I'll tell you.
Didn't he write National Security Memorandum around that time, too?
Yeah, 74. I'm young. I'm not even realizing that this is what I'm walking into blindfolded at the door. And that's why they gave y'all the spell. See, rap is a spell. That's why the rappers get big, because they create the spell. Now, the spell, Tyler the Creator. See, remember y'all just mentioned? See, the Tyler is somebody who sits at the door of creation. Let me get it. I'm going to go 7-9-2-2. I'm about to go busy on everybody today. It's real. We ain't playing today. Mafia up and below, we love you. 5-9-2-2. 5-9-2.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead. I hear you.
Yes. Thank you for the previous caller, BJ, for inviting me to your show. I love your show. I appreciate you that you are elder helping build school us, you know, so we can continue to carry the fight, because we have been actually doing the work trying to help our people to wake up. But anyway, my point of thing, too, I'm in Texas, and I'm also a registered nurse. So our AG down here, and I love him and I love my governor, ain't nobody perfect. I'm not saying they perfect, but they are fighting for our freedom here, not just white folks, us too, okay? That's why he busting them out of here to Chicago and New York. I think what we keep failing at, too, is on policy and what's in black and white. So our AG, glad you all brought this up. Y'all probably talked about it earlier. I'm sorry I'm coming on late. We couldn't find a link to send me to the show, so BJ gave me the number. But he's actually going after Pfizer right now. So our AG, Ken Paxton, is going after Pfizer. Now, they just tried to indict our AG Ken Paxton for some so-called play-to-play and him having an affair with another lady, some corrupt people, some plants in his office, but he won. But they're going through a civil case. So I try to tell our people, before you jump up and get emotional, what the media is telling you, kind of peel back the layers, because I'm working with the state. I've testified at the state legislature. I'm working now with the Texas Policy Institute regarding education and other issues in our community. And another thing, I don't know if y'all saw the guy, you probably mentioned this, and I'm sorry if you did, the guy that just blew the whistle in New Zealand, who was over the public health, he just blew the whistle because he used every serial number for each Pfizer shot because they only had Pfizer. And each serial number, you could trace the number of deaths they had after the number of people who took the shot. And they're dropping like flies.
I'm glad y'all saying
it.
That's why I love
this. Same
here. I love y'all telling the truth. It's the facts. I'm loving it. See,
and
this,
then
vindication. Vindication. Go ahead, sister. Keep it going.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And then I'll also end on this. Appreciate you, sir. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I worked the cardiac unit all my career as a registered nurse. I'm 17 years, going on 17 years now. Let me tell y'all something. Them jabs is attacking the heart, the liver. It's attacking other parts of the body, but mainly the heart. Notice why it's attacking the circulatory system. So you got all these long, like the funeral director saying, all these long, thick clots coming out of people. People just dropping dead. Okay,
right.
If you think about the heart, it has four ventricles. One thing about the heart is the electric vehicle to the body,
right? To the body.
So once you attack that, correct. Once you attack that, you're going to have heart attacks. You're going to have strokes. Remember they said the jab was giving people strokes. Whenever it meant heart attacks, now they're saying little mild myocarditis. So when these people like the friend and BJ just drop dead, And LeBron James and Bronny James, I don't know if that young man's still alive. I don't know. We know DeMar Hamlin, rest in peace, that's a clone. But that's my opinion. I drop on.
Bronny gonna play next week.
No, but hold on. Texas is
well,
over.
What I'm saying is, as a licensed cardiologist, they cannot write off. This is what we have to question. When you have a heart attack or myocarditis, a congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, and I'm sorry, I'm throwing medical terms out here. Y'all can look it up.
The first thing they tell you is
service activity, okay? You can't even walk too long because you're in danger of having a going to something called superventricular tachycardia, and that's what people are dealing with myocarditis. When you go run and overexert yourself, that heart goes into this lethal rhythm, and you drop in dead. They can't revive you. They're not telling you that. And DeMar Hamlin, we never pumped on nobody's chest for over an hour and said they were still alive. I'll end on that, good brother.
Now, hold on. Okay, now, I told y'all. See, this is the program that we played.
Thank
the clone.
You, sister.
Thank you. Oh, man. That's Texas. Now, see, people don't know strategy. Now, her governor, along with DeSantis here. Now, I know everybody knows it's a game, but see, that was very well warfare. I'm gonna go over what she just said. that go back to them saying that they was sanctuary. See, when you use magic words as sanctuary, that means that these groups now got the power to ship you there. So now the people waking up in Chicago now. See what you gotta go through. I told you, you got to go. Y'all heard me. I went through Hurricane Andrew. I see. Everybody knew I'm a soldier for some shit. We were out of electricity for months, almost a whole year. And we lived. And so, but I've never seen much love. I hate to tell you, it's a Bible story. It says calamity. Calamity going to bring the eyes of people to bring together. You gonna see a love, joy that ever, because you're going to want to live. And that's what I'm telling y'all. This thing is going to be deep. Now, let's go with that. She just said something. Now, I want y'all to know something. Where's brother? Where is he at? He hit the number one button, or he might. Are you able to get in? I want to put you in now so we can go into the climate because he got some answers about climate change. Brother Charles, hit the number one button. Where you at? There you go. I got him.
Drop bones. Can I say something right quick?
Say it right quick. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. She had mentioned Bronny James. I just want to throw a little joke in there, Dango. They say LeBron James say that if Bronny play in the next game and the Lakers play on the same day, he gonna have to miss the game.
He got to miss the game.
He gonna have to miss the game so he can go be at his son's game. Now, I'm saying to myself, they talking about he gonna play. They say, and by the way, Bronny James was another player. I gotta go back and get his name. They said a lot of these players, they finding out they got congenital heart defects. Now wait a minute. Now I'm like, now wait a minute, man. Hold on. So you mean to tell me they got congenital heart defects, but y'all didn't know that before they stepped on the court. Now, I work in corrections. I play basketball. I play football. When you do a physical, everything is known then. So ain't no way these doctors not knowing that stuff now.
Thank you, man.
Come
thank
on,
you.
People.
See,
stop
matter.
Believing this nonsense, man.
Stop, man. Thank you. Hold on now. I got my brother on here. Now, this brother, before I bring him, put yourself on mute. Just mute yourself. I won't do it. Mute yourself. I got to have him get to have the floor here. And I'm going to let you go over, brother, because we hold you a little bit. But you brought this up to my attention. This brother is a prolific inventor, entrepreneur out of the state of Ohio. You just go look him up. Brother Charles Campbell been on this program a couple months or two of times. And when he does come on, he came on right after the thing happened. I know y'all forgot. Remember the train derailment in Ohio? Remember y'all forgot about that. It was strange.
I remember.
Yeah, they did a reenactment of that. That was already reenactment of something they did prior to the pandemic so-called Green Deal agenda, where they practicing pandemics in different scenarios. It happened in real life. This brother came on right afterwards, gave us a report, told us what was going on. And many of you heard it. Y'all heard the best news that you would not get on fake news. So, Brother Charles, are you with us? I got you in the loop. You in here?
I am, brother. Brother Drybones, thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate you having me back.
Yes, man. You talking to the whole nation, to me, the 10 regions, like we say. You've been saying this for a long time. You've been vindicated on this. Why I'm glad I brought you in, because last week I couldn't give you the time, but you got the time today. You came up with a whole bunch of solutions. You've been doing this for a while. And I told you, you geniuses, like the one that did the car up in Buffalo, y'all are very much what I call the new icon of innovation for what's going to be reenactment. And you say you could actually, with the proper funding, and he's got a business, y'all, black-owned, and it's already a startup, clean hydropower plant technology. And I just want you to give the people who don't know you, but those of us who have, y'all know you've been on here before, Brother West, I hope you're listening as well, because you have been advocating for this type of system. I hope you entrepreneurs out there listening, we got to start investing in each other as if we are precious silver and gold. That's another secret symbol. See, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold, but not on Wall Street. But go ahead, brother. It's all you.
Hey, listen, family. Thank you so much for having me back. You know, I love blogging. I've got a clean energy company called Allen Hydro Energy Corporation with a U.S. patent for a new type of power plant. And basically, I started the clean energy company to fund the Quiet Resolution, which is a startup for black empowerment. And I looked around. My background is in social work, so I wanted to try and address what was happening to black African-American people in this country and know that we needed a plan. So I came up with a plan, and then the clean energy power plant was my strategy to fund it. But I ran into a lot of opposition from the Obama administration, and it's been ignored by a lot of other presidents and their administrations. So
right.
I pivoted to climate mitigation mm-hmm. technologies, figured out ways to put out wildfires and deal with flooding and droughts and heat waves and things like that. So the reason I wrote the blog, because, you know, they've got this climate summit going on right now. COP 20-something or whatever it is.
That's right. It says COP, yeah. COP28. That's a crack. Go ahead. You brought some about this. That's crazy.
And this is where the leaders around the world get together every year and talk about how bad climate change is and how it's affecting the poor and smaller countries and the big polluters like the U.S. and China. And it's being actually held, I think, in the AEU now, which is, you know, their whole economy is driven off oil. And so they're not literally going to do anything to affect getting the world off oil, which they control the market a lot and make their money. So this new COP they were having, again, I've realized that people are not interested. The leaders, you know, I tried to talk to John Kerry and in the Biden administration and before in the Obama and Trump administration. I get the sense that they are not interested in addressing climate change because at the very elite level, they don't believe that this planet can sustain 8 billion people. And they need climate change to do the dirty work for them. So climate change, if it continues to go up, it's going to literally eliminate a lot of the poorest people around the planet.
And
due to food, due to the heat strokes and heat waves and just all kinds of flooding disasters, hurricanes and typhoons, it's just going to get bad. So I realized they're not interested in innovative solutions, because when I proposed the technology that literally takes a conventional dam and removes it from requiring a river or lake and designed it in a 70-story building that could be built downtown in anywhere, any city, any country, storing the water in a couple of reservoirs at the top of the building, and it operates just like a conventional dam. And so the challenge is,
like Tesla,
they won't
man.
Even
that's like Tesla stuff. There, go ahead. That's all.
They won't even have a conversation with me about this technology while they're still talking out the side of their neck about how they need solutions to climate change and what's going on. And it's not just only in the U.S. I've tried to talk to folks in Ghana and Nigeria, South Africa, a lot of places in Africa where they actually need power generation, and but I'm still not getting any of the pushback. And I realized that there were some people, and I suspect some COINTELPRO type of agencies operating to literally ensure that my efforts get voided out. And so I've constantly pushed back. Even the Ohio Department of Commerce, FCC division, forced me to illegally sign a cease and desist order in the state of Ohio, saying I couldn't raise funds in the state of Ohio. And
now,
I know, you know,
on,
something.
Hold on. See, that's why I love y'all. Now, see, who would have known this? Who would have known a brother who was innovative? And we know some sisters, you know, Buffalo, the car. And here it is. The state, your state now. That's why I had to stop in there. This is your own state. Now, I can see other people saying, oh, screw this shit. But your own state, who is under a lot of stress. I looked up some of the stuff you was telling me, unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe they wouldn't even think about this, especially with having a toxic train derailment in the state. You don't want no alternative water solutions. That, brother, thank you for that one. Now, tell me,
brother,
how did that go? Hold on. Time out. This is his time. Please.
So, you know, those kind of things are happening to ensure that, you know, nothing gets done. Even when I pivoted to mitigation technologies and came up with a large drone that could suppress and extinguish wildfires over 10 years ago, talking to the past three governors of California, which really had a lot of the wildfires every year that have gotten worse, and they've spent billions of dollars each year, but they keep ignoring or rejecting any type of solutions other than what the conventional solutions are. Even tried to talk to Canada and some of the other countries that have been affected by wildfires. But again, all of the climate change things that are happening, these people are not interested in mitigating it, because I believe they need climate change to eliminate half the population, which is poor black, African, and indigenous folks. And when that happens, then they want to come around and talk about clean energy. But that's too many people to be eliminated under that kind of racist mentality.
Let me say one thing about it. When you're done.
Yes, whatever. I gave him a half hour because he's bringing in some things I want y'all to others to hear about. But yes, I will get everybody back on. Believe me, just hold tight. But brother, let me ask you that, because you heard some of the tape earlier where they had you. We talked to the information we both gathered that this initiative was in Dubai. You just said to me that. You know, look what it looks like, you know, depopulation program to me of how to take people out of these areas. And yet, even the blacks in America, through political manipulation, seem to have a hard time in dealing with what you might be saying, too, because I would think that the HBCs, and different groups of investors, even the ones. But I think of that because you're dealing on a Tesla level, just like my man in Buffalo was dealing on a Tesla level, making water and cars and different other. It seemed like that level of trying to provide the earth with free and inexpensive energy. The sister said earlier, I think they want it to be, famine. If famine sells, like the Omen movie, famine sells. If famine is created, yeah, it sells. So what's your thoughts on how climate change is basically the Omen movie? We watching the Omen movie.
These people are literally evil. And I remember on one of the shows I talked about Sigma Pi Phi fraternity, the Black Boule, how they are connected and some of the richest black folks in this country. But they serve the elite white supremacist organizations like Skull and Bones and Phi Beta Kappa. And they are the ones that we look to for black leadership. And they are the ones that are driving us around the protests, and they are the ones controlling many of the civil rights organizations, which their members founded and created and control, like the Urban League and the NAACP and the others. So again, they have been at this for over 120 years now in terms of limiting and sabotaging the aspirations of black folks. And they've got us just in the position now where extermination is at hand. And when I talk about extermination, I'm talking about when you look at the black disparity data, the number of black babies dying, the number of black women dying, the number of teen suicides, gun violence, all of the things that are negatively impacting black African-American people. That is the result of Sigma Pi Phi Boule leadership in positions, because black folks are smart enough to solve our own problems. We have had babies and took care of our women for a long, long time prior to all of this mess happening. So the extermination is happening biologically in terms of the medicine and the lack of access to health care and the lack of kind of resources. But the power still lies within our unity. And the biggest challenge is they have controlled a lot of the things that keep us disunified. And once we stop listening to them and begin to come together and pool our resources, we will get back into the mindset that was happening that led up to the creation of the Black Wall Street, where we will begin to build our own hospitals and clinics and train our own doctors get rid of the Boule class who are controlling our HBCUs so that our students can begin to collaborate across academic disciplines and produce products and services before they even come out of school. They are just that brilliant. Just like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, folks who dropped out of college. These kids, if they're ever given the ability to collaborate with each other and come up with new and innovative and creative products and services, they will ignite a revolution in the black community. But because you have Black Boule leadership and presidents and serving on these boards to ensure things like that don't happen, because their ultimate goal is our extermination. And we have to wake up and literally understand, stop asking our enemies for solutions to our problems. And that's become part of the challenge. So when I run into people who are talking about clean energy, and they're refusing to even have a conversation with me about or look at my technology, then I know that there's a joke that this whole topic.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna say something. I'm going to.
Yeah, so I think this whole publicity thing around the COP28 is just a joke, and I think people are starting to wake up to what is going on. That the reality is that if something doesn't change, we are going to be exterminated on a number of different levels.
Now let's go there. Hold on. Let's go there, because again, me and you have had just how you know we connected, because you ain't missed a beat since our last get together. And again, this time what we're gonna do is I'm gonna take the information you give me. See, I'm gonna tell you, I'm talking to now the Anglo white Saxon, Anglo white Protestants. Now, see, you got all these shows that I watch underground, and y'all want to get the best. You should see the stuff that they are warning them, their people. I'm going to give y'all some magic now. Say nitrogen. They know nitrogen, nitrogen oxide to help the cells grow. Now, many of you did not go along with this, but I'm talking to you. I suggest you put away your, because see, one thing about the blue, you know the Irish who blew the snakes out of Ireland. And this brother here, I'm going to talk to you because he got credentials. See, he ain't just running his mouth. We don't bring people just running their mouth. He's doing what he's talking. He's doing what he's talking. Now, we need to sit here and say, look, all you listeners, survival is for everybody in America. I'm plugging you now. They got everybody else selling stuff, but to put something together so people can have some survival understanding to what's going on. Because, see, they don't know what it's like to have a calamity. See, there's been a lot of people who never had a calamity at all. Those of you in New Orleans, love you. You know what a calamity is. Those of you in Miami, you know what a calamity is. Those of you in Buffalo, parts of New York, parts of everywhere, California, something bad happened bad. Well, like Texas, you had your grid go out. You was the first. Texas, listen to me. You the Lone Star State. You the last of the Republic. See, they told you where Bass Reeves hung out. See, Bass Reeves didn't have just one sheriff. It was five black sheriffs with Bass Reeves. See, you don't read but Hollywood. That's nothing, but I'm gonna give you the leeway in a minute. See, y'all been watching so much commercialization, but you know how many black people died for all these inventions? I know one personally in Buffalo. All you in Buffalo know. That man had a patent. Even the apprentice, the show to come on that gives you money, they paid for his funeral in Buffalo, New York. Because they knew that they could not let water, a natural resource, God, divine-given elemental resource, be given to niggas and the indigenous. You heard what they said. You heard Prince Charles. I'm going back to Prince Charles so y'all can get him. I'm about to get you fired up, brother. Because Prince Charles talked against what you're trying to do. He said the indigenous people always wanted to give, yet they won't finance what you're trying to do. See how they lie? He trying to do natural. They liars. They went to Dubai in the east and sat with the crescent and the sword. And you think they ain't together? Are you in the shrine? You know you got to play monkey games. That's why the Shrine Hospital is the most experimental hospital on the planet. Controlled by my last show last week that said all rogues lead to the Vatican. And I thank you, my Spanish brothers. See, I got Spanish people who love what we talking about. They gave me the Pope's last meeting. He wouldn't let nobody kiss his ring. I got the video. Nobody can kiss his ring now. Go look it up. The Pope ring cannot be kissed. And see if you watching everything. This is why this is called the Dry Bones. Brother, you are on the world now. Tell them who can invest. Give them your information so they can invest in this around the globe. It's beyond America now. Go ahead.
Yeah, the website, the company is Allen Hydro Energy Corporation. My website is www.ahecenerg.com. That's a heck energy without the Y, .com. And my phone number is 614-668-0327, 614-668-0327. And my email is wbsbpd88@gmail.com. Also have one, charles@cuptopia.com, for folks who just don't want to use Gmail. So charles@cuptopia.com. So people can contact me and talk about a number of the mitigation technologies that I'm working on. And if they're interested in investing or just supporting my efforts, I would appreciate it.
Now, let's go with that, because, again, I tell people who listen, who are connected to, who are listening from different organizations, which is organisms, that's listening to create to this bone. My thing was this. You know damn well you got to have some type of funds going to this type of endeavor. And again, you fight against higher principalities, meaning that This is going into the money game. Now that the money game is changing, this is where you come in, brother. The money game is changing. There's going to be other countries that are going to invest in you based on the fact that we're going to be global. Next month, we all global, y'all. Get ready. I'm preparing you for what's come. What's it already here. It ain't no more coming. It's here. You see, you was hearing what was coming. This is already here. So when they transfer over, man, your technology will probably most likely be looked over by other nations. And whatever you're doing, let us all commence in trying to get you out there. And I'm going to give you an opportunity because what has taken place in your area of Ohio, that's the Buckeye, think about it. Don't want to talk about that derailment. What's the vibe there with the people? Because, I mean, y'all had a tragedy that was nationally known, environmental, Green Deal-ish. Did any funds come there that we should know about that would give us indication on who is going to be vibing with the people? Because money vibes. So who's going to be vibing?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, we just had abortion, Constitution Amendment passed, and we just had legalization of marijuana passed, and they're looking to try and figure out how to take out money that was supposed to be going to poor people, black people who had been massively incarcerated and treated wrong. So wow. Now that it's passed, it's a money game, and they passed it with the hope that 25% of the money was going to go to programs and communities, and now the legislature is trying to figure out how to take that component out. So it's just about a money game, and the folks.
For what you're doing, you either need independent investors or the Green Deal. Now, this is what I see coming, and you tell me what's going on. I see here. You tell me if you see the same thing here. Now, this Green Deal money came. They got to create some jobs, obviously, and innovation. Is there ways that now you deal with the black community? I do not know the black community of Ohio. Are they what, a clandestine group? Or are they very extroverted? I mean, are they introverted or extroverted? I mean, because I'm trying to figure out that idea among such elite blacks in Ohio, because y'all is like the Lewis and Clark of this area. How do y'all? I mean, how's the black vibe on what you're saying? The church, like the church don't see anything of value in what you say. And you come out the black colleges. So
And here's the thing. The Biden administration passed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. And there's over $1 trillion in that. And I reached out several months ago to Jackson State University, which I graduated from, Alcorn State University, Mississippi Valley State University, Tennessee State University, Morgan State University, Dillard University, all to partner with them to try and apply for some of this infrastructure money, because they've set aside money specifically for things like wildfire mitigation, climate change, clean energy, all of those kind of things. And none of them have responded in terms of wanting to even just partner with me to apply for some of this money. And so that when I talk about people in positions of power not interested, Jackson State University just had a new president, so I resent the information to him last week, and hopefully he will respond. But I don't have much hope. So my company in terms of these organizations that – have the ability to really make some kind of impact, they're not doing. In Ohio, it's more of a numbers game where they like to give the illusion of inclusion by creating these programs or having these events where black folks show up so they can count the number of black folks, but they won't count the amount of dollars they have actually given to black folks. So they show black folks participation, but and that fits in their whole minority strategy, but in reality they're not giving any money out to, other than if you are a member of Sigma Pi Phi fraternity, you can get some money, because they always need those people to hold up the illusion that you are included. But those people have no serious initiative to address what is happening to black African-American people. And because that's what I'm interested in doing, right, as well as competing as a business to solve a problem, they're not interested.
That's why I tell people, the dry bone, that's why I say, we're going to try to seek other, because see, people just think because black hair, it's blacks all over the earth. So it's black people all over the earth. Way more money than some of y'all got on this line. Believe what I'm telling you, that we'll see something of this venture, and we got to start thinking on another level, because I tell people all the time. Now, I'm going to just go for a minute. Just take a minute. Now, I want y'all to know everything you heard today thus far is not even new. Nothing's new under the Helio. Tony Brown's journal. I used to love Tony Brown journal growing up. It was like when Soul Train came on, Tony Brown would come on. You know, you lost Tony Brown journal with Soul Train and shit. That shit was the shit back in the day. Now, Tony Brown Journal, which I still go back and look up, I noticed that he did this show. I said, damn, I did a show on this and forgot. Tony Brown Journal told you the name. So I want brother to know you vindicated, man. All you're doing, we carrying on the legacy. This how I said you're carrying on the legacy of those who really tried to do the best but came across, and now we that group. Listen to what Tony Brown said. This is only a minute and 33 seconds.
Debutante cotillions, arranged marriages, summer vacations in Martha's Vineyard, black doctors and bankers who embrace Republicans and avoid Baptists, all black boarding schools, coveted memberships and social clubs, million-dollar homes and pre-approved neighborhoods, an obsession with straight hair, light skin, top credentials, and elite colleges. This is the world of the black upper class, an exclusive, mostly hidden group that lives awkwardly between a white America that misunderstands them and a mainstream black America that often resents them. This world is in plain view, but it takes a trained eye to see it. My guest, an insider, pulls no punches as he exposes the restrictive and elitist rules for success within a black community that is often preoccupied with pedigree, money, and status. Not only does he present some well-known blacks who, quote, pass for white, but he also delivers an unparalleled look at how this black elite society works and how it developed generation to generation from the time of slaves to the present day. Lawrence Otis Graham is a Harvard-educated attorney and the author of several books. His most recent book is Our Kind of People, Inside America's Black Upper Class.
Now, they made a show on this, on the WB, Our Kind of People, based off what you just heard this man say. That was Tony Brown Journal, and we watched that as a teenager. And because, you know, I liked it. I said, damn, he kicked me like you. And I said to myself, my God, I said, here it is. We are watching the evolution of a group that has kept us in darkness. And it's only because the agenda is to create the illusion of a racial pandemic based on the fact that they never told you that Africa was the key to opening the slave trade. You cannot have slaves unless Africa, the elite in Africa, the elite in India, and the elite in China, and the elite in the Balkans, the Vikings were actually slaveholders, everybody. The Vikings, the long ship home with Sidney Poitier, the Vikings were the ship that was bringing the Slavics into the Muslim area to chisel out all of Egypt to make mosque in Saudi Arabia. Is that a lie, everybody, or is that a fact? Which one is it today? We about to get deep.
Hey, God Bones, if you hear me, because this is the oldest landmass in the world that we live in America. If we touch the Egyptians, we touch something. We touch all of these people. Remember, they had more people, more slaves was from America in the dungeons of Spain than any other country, because everybody over here knew how to grow food, make alcohol, make medicine. Now, just remember this. This is our brothers, but we was the teachers. They sat at the feet of the brothers from America.
Absolutely.
They still sit at your feet right now.
But here's a lie. Like, now, see, you bring it into contention. I'm going to let everybody, but Campbell, stay with me. Stay with me now. I said that the whole lie was, anybody who know, if I'm an investor and I invested ships with Morocco, Libya, and Spain to open up the doors of Hercules so they can go through, and you get over here, what's the first thing I got to prove to these investors before they hang me or kill those who led me this way is something got to come back. What came back was our peoples that was already indigenous over here. You bring them back. I keep telling people, 400 years is the spell. It's the spell. Now, I got to go with this because, again, I got so many people be calling me, telling me, yeah, I'm going to tell you something about everybody out there. You know, I get the Nation of Islam sometimes on the line. They talking. We followed. Our money game has given more to most people's game is the spiritual world. How many of us been conned by all groups? I'm talking about the 5%ers. Everybody, it's an oligarchy, which means that you can give, but there's a group at the top that gets most your money. That's just a fact. And those are called oligarchs. It's part of the nine God triads. Now, our brother Campbell, I know we, you know how we get you almost at that level. I want you to give what you think is the issue of how, because I said you're going to go global. I see it. Because America is not going to be able to do what it needs to do. You're going to be able to bring this new technology. What is the actual, if you're going to give investors, what would it cost to build what you said, a high-rise like Tesla? You said a 70-story building like Tesla did in New York. The hotel was an energy grid from Niagara Falls. Y'all didn't know that. And the St. Lawrence Seaway, in case you don't know strategically where the river is at in New York. Anyway, what you got the Ohio River. You telling me they don't understand Tesla? And tell me what would be the price range for a group to say of investors to try to give you what you need. How would you present that in some type of form?
Well, I've estimated in terms of my projection, building one of these buildings would be anywhere from $700 million to $1 billion. And that's cheaper than the newest coal-fired power plant that you would build. The last one that they built, I think, was over $1 billion. So you're talking about a technology that is cheaper, but has the capacity to generate the same kind of energy that the Three Gorge Dam in China generates. So you're talking about none of that environmental impact. You're talking about being able to have these power plants in your countries, in your cities, and be able to sell electricity for a flat fee, like cable that doesn't go up no matter how much you use. It's a flat fee. So you're talking about innovative solutions that can literally provide the electricity to power cars, to power transportation, to power homes and businesses. And you have to have something like this if you're going to seriously deal with clean power generation solution that is not dependent on the wind blowing or whether the sun is shining.
But you know,
I
like that.
So I think this technology is cleaner, cheaper, it is portable, it is scalable, and than anything comparable on the planet in terms of the technology. So
let me ask you a question,
as an investor, you would want to take a look at it, at least have a conversation about it.
Right. Now, what would be like a cost factor? Like, for instance, okay, acquisition of a building, and what was it like the mechanism that's needed for this? I mean, you ain't got to go tell us, but it's got to be a cost mechanism that would cause it to be, you know, functional. What materials you would need? Add that in the equation. You have to get that to them. So you're talking about what?
The same existing
10 million.
Transformers and So if you're looking at a conventional dam, that same turbine generation technology, transformer, all of the abilities, all of the things, the components in a if you were building a new hydroelectric dam, that equipment. You know, again, it's expensive in terms of the turbine generators on that scale. But again, you're looking at that kind of technology. So about 30 or 40 those 700-800 megawatt turbine generators, as well as the other components
I work with money. Now you, so we're talking about to do a major project, we're talking about at least, which I don't want people to get nervous, $100 million is nothing to governments, nothing. So you, so basically, between that, let's just say $50 million just to start the prototype for to show it. Now, let me ask that question, because, again, I'm talking about global, because we there. Come January 1st, we global. No doubt about that one. That's a fact. I'll bring anybody on to debate it. It'll be eaten alive in seconds, because the banks are collapsing before our very eyes right now. So you're going to have to go to the global. I just think this is going to happen, because the way it's set up, jurisdictions will be able to have cleaner, because they ain't going to survive on what's going on now. So you, yeah, you just stay vigilant, brother. And let me ask you, haven't you watched some of these sci-fi movies that show that innovation is the only way that's going to be survival in the future? It's got people like you who are coming up with these great ideas of happening, including my tech people. All you tech out there listening, y'all are going to be the new world order. Because in order for there to function, y'all would have to comply. Plain and simple on that one. Basically, by tech people. And so when the grid goes down, this is the warning to all y'all. If the grid goes down, how many of you will go along with this in the tech world? You know the grid don't just go down. Those of you in the real tech world, you know that shit don't just go down. Ain't no know. Go ahead.
The exciting thing about that is that, you know, grids are going to become obsolete. People are transmitting energy through frequencies nowadays, and that technology is literally going to take off. So you're not going to even need the necessary grid to transfer energy. So again, this is why allowing our young people at these HBCUs to collaborate across academic discipline to come up with new products and innovation is so powerful. We know the brilliance that is within us. And if they get an opportunity to literally collaborate, you're going to see, like I say, it's going to ignite a wildfire in terms of our economic development that will surpass what was going on during the time of Black Wall Street. It is just that powerful. And with technology nowadays and our young folks learning technology, that's going to even make it more exciting. And so that's where even our enemies, the Boulé and other folks, they're having a hard time literally trying to ensure that these kind of ideas don't get out, that people don't start talking about solutions to the problems that we're facing before we are exterminated. And that is going to be our saving grace, our ability to fund, to create, to innovate, and employ ourselves and take care of ourselves without asking our enemy for their permission or their acceptance to do what we need to do for ourselves.
Yes. I'm going to stay on that note right there. Again, brother, we're going to keep this conversation going. I think each month we need to have a tech show. I'd like for you to head it if you can. I know people who will come on for sure. We need a tech show of our young people to come on, give us your ideas, because you can't expect people to invest. I told you the Bible story is the most comprehensive spell. It said, I'd rather have Jesus, but then if you Jesus, then you're worth silver and gold. It's a fiat money or money. So, hey, one more time. Stay with us if you still got. I want y'all to talk about what the elite said also before we take this break. The elite said so much in that climate change thing that you heard, Brother Campbell. I mean, Green Deal. I can only speak for what you told us. That means that your government up there might be taking Green Deal money just like here in Florida. Green Deal money coming in, meaning they're going to have control over the infrastructure, which means they will have control over transportation. And look who you got, a man named Booty Jab. See, they know they smart. See, these are key words, Booty Jab. See, he know he riding the goat, literally. Now, I'm getting ready. We about to go to the 12 hour. We about to get into the D-Witch. I Just Love You, Witch. All the names was great. Andorra. Samantha. Tabitha. The Book of Tabitha. So y'all don't even know what you should have been looking up back in them days. I wish I knew that. It's the right time because I'll probably be dead because I'd be out. And so Tabitha, and then she played her equal part, the evil side, was her cousin, Serena.
Are you spellcasting, bro? You spellcasting. Everything you're talking is spellcasting, man.
That's right.
You
gotta
remember this, man.
I'll bring it back to the remember. See, you remember you watched it, but did you actually see it? So you watched it, but you ain't see it. And Andorra is from England, from the Prince of Andorra.
We bewitched over here. We bewitched.
That's right. We bewitched. Now, she said bewitched.
Stop it, man.
Okay. But I'm about to bewitch all y'all. All you. See, the scripture said, I will bring you into Egypt again. That's the money game.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, Wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts and the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
Oh, that's the one I want to stop on right there. Right there, the merchants. See, the only way they can bring you back was to bring you over there first. It's the reverse. The incantation is you went there first. The indigenous went there first, and then they made missionaries with black faces. That's why they must all do blackface, because that's the spell that brought them back in, along with Treaty of Friendship and Peace. You will see after the day that they have did the double cross. That is means you've been crisscrossed. That's why they had you pull your pants down and bend over. Are y'all ready for the second half of the Helios? Y'all, I'm going to tell you, y'all have no idea how I'm going to go with this. Now, y'all said climate change. Y'all been climate change, I've seen for the first time in a long time. Tic-tac-toe over the farming area of Miami. Tic-tac-toe is being done. Even the Spanish people are fearful now. I'm talking to everybody. The Spanish people are actually, let's not even play dumb. Now, since this is not a joke, I told you they're in Dubai. Why would they be in Dubai? Because that's their country that gave them recognition with the Arabs. We're about to get deep. Can't be a country unless you're recognized by another monarch. Don't think you know that one, obviously. Some of you do. Thank God for meeting y'all early in life. I knew then something ain't right. I got a Quran and a Bible. Obama is doing it on a Quran and a Bible. Come on, man. Y'all can wake up now. Time to wake up. Wake up time. Now, the gay bomb has already been given out. Every military is now 300. 300 is where the Greeks, it's called pedastry. It's been out for a long time. I mean, even back in the day when Sorcetti and all them was coming to town, all that showing pedastry. Yeah. All that shows is when you see two knights in back of each other, that means boo-boo. Now, anus sex, I hope y'all ready for this.
Hope y'all ready for this. See, if you look at the Kama Sutra, if you look at the Kama Sutra, Kamala Harris and Obama both did the picture with him on Time Magazine. He was Cali. She may be the president, everybody. She may be the president. I know you don't believe me now, but it fills the script. She is Cali. The Hindu god Cali is one of the oldest religions in the world. In the world. Even the Vedas, they the ones that show flying saucers. And the Ethiopians got flying saucers in their temples as well. Go look it up. You think I'm making this up? And, of course, there's flying saucers all over the indigenous Hopi Indians, Native American Niagara Falls, where the giants were at in Niagara Falls. I just want y'all to know you don't think you know what you think you know, because, again, we've been dumb. Now all you on the line, if you have seen the occult world, you have become enlightened. If you have not seen the occult world, you are of the mundane, and Jesus condemns you as well. I don't think Jesus said he wanted to be around stupid people. Go look it up. Now, it's time. The gay bomb has been detonated. The army is now gay. On purpose. On purpose.
I thought they were always was. I mean,
undercover. Right. You're right. I'm just saying, officially, remember, it was don't ask, don't tell under Bill Clinton, so we knew they was gay.
Right.
We didn't care. We had family members that was gay. Hey, they was in the army. Hey, gays could fight. Hell, fuck. They was fighting some of y'all back.
All the injections they get.
So let's be real about this stuff. Now, we got them in the army since ancient times. That's what I'm trying to show you. Ancient times. We getting fixated on a short period of time. They told you we only got four. See, y'all got to confuse. 400 years was the time they had to pull the stunt. Ain't got nothing to do with you being in captivity. The stunt was we could pull this off in 400 years.
Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead. I did not mute a person yet. Go ahead. Say something.
No, okay. You didn't pull me in. This is 7249. This is Eddie B, the numbers man, my brother. How you doing?
You a host. Tell him what's going on, please.
Man, I just want to bring all this, and if the people go back and listen to last Friday's show, everybody's on point, and I'm always talking about the numbers are the key. That's the code. And we're talking about casting the spells with your magic words that are the incantations. Last week's show was showing you that the four and the five, which comes to metaphysics, which comes to God in Christ, which comes to our casting the spells is what we're doing. We're revealing the truth, family. That's the spells that we're breaking. When we talk about AI by number, it's a con. But we don't see the number of con to see the number of AI. That con is conning your word. We start ramping on what everything they is nothing but the mindset that has been set. And this is how we break these spells, by seeing the number behind the words. I love the brother that Charles that came on. I'm going to get in contact with him. I'm going to definitely support him. But we got to collaborate on what he has as far as his knowledge dealing with social work and what I have to give to our people to break this spell. Because we're talking about, climate change. Family, the only climate change that's real is our attitude change. They know that our fucking attitude is changing. They call it a climate. It's the same number, different words.
Mm-hmm.
These word spells that we use, not knowing the number that reveals the casting of the spell. Guess what? Casting of the spells is nothing but the 400 years. We keep saying 400 years, and we don't see years has a number. And when you add years on the 400, you get a 5, baby. That's bewitched.
Mm.
Bewitch comes to 5, damn it. It's part of the casting of the spell. Casting spell is a 5. Magic word is a 5.
I'm loving all y'all, but remember, I'm going to try to get y'all to finish y'all point because I know y'all is fire here, but y'all adding bone marrow. Brother Eddie, for those of you don't know, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, since they're at the net, I mean, they just did a show. Go back to the archives. That's what we do this for. Give them the archives. They go there. Wednesday nights, they've been on. Much love to you, Sister Asnet. I want to give everybody much love to her. Keep on listening. But this brother been on Wednesday nights for quite a long time saying this. He vindicated 50 times. That's why he's still rolling. Because his words is manifesting to what he's been saying for a long time. And he's actually, I'm just glad to have him on the program. Thank you. So let's go with that. Hold on. We ain't going to get off without you. But 2024.
Brother Drybone.
Hold on. You next. But Brother Eddie, 2024. Why are they so fixated on trying to like make this election thing? Because I mean, I want you to do a show on how this thing gonna pile up with that 2024 crap they running for us and the Olympics at the same time of the election. But go ahead, brother Eddie. Go ahead.
2024 is no more than what they're pushing. It's called mental health. It's called psychological fear. That psychological warfare. This is why the doctors or the physicians, it's the same damn number. A physician is a doctor by number. That's why he practicing on our ass. And after they send you to the doctor, they send you to a psychiatrist to work on your mind. See, the doctors are no more than an authoritative figure that we put in our mind because doctor 23, physician 32, authority is 41. It's all on the fire, baby. It's a casting of the spell, and we give our power away, which is our damn thought.
Now,
once we agree, we agree. Agree is the fire.
Now let's go with that. We agree with these senses. Now it's not like our five senses is part of the five. And I know I'm gonna tell y'all something how they know they work this, how they work magic. The show on Fox, which is 666, but the number one show is five, the five with George Zadine and all them on there. And I told y'all, Judge Janine is actually her father from Lebanon. So they playing every spectrum of the planet. Now, I'm telling y'all something. That five, y'all should know this by now. Those who just listened to the show for the first time, we give y'all a hell of a clues. We want you to look it up. I don't want you to think we just make, see, but we do give you the nouns, past, present. We tell you everything. The word five is Allah. That's arm, leg, arm, head. Now, this is something that we should have ever known because you've been thinking that, I just told you with facts, America is not a Christian country due to Triple E. Well, I got some of these facts here that's undisputable. I have to debate people. They used to get nervous. Executive Order 13037 and Allah, it's not a Christian country. It's not. They will. That's why Obama. They needed the Merovingian bloodline. That's why Obama looks. He's white and black. That's part of the Medici line, and the Medicis and the Saracens, and the Avedani. I got the names. I can go all day long, but I'm not going to do that now. But just going to show you how he's saying the names of these names. Just look up these ancient names. Don't look at the Moors no more. Say, what's the ancient name of the Moors? It will take you to the houses, the family house, not these goddamn shit they talking. Now, I'm telling you straight up, they needed Obama to show you that he had two inaugurations. The first one didn't count. Y'all remember that? First one did not count.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, thank you. Somebody back it up. Thank you. I'm glad y'all alert. Now, I'm about to get deep because I'm going to show y'all you being killed by black people, but y'all ain't going to listen to that till you find out they're black. 8554, you on the line.
Well, I'm going to follow up what Brother Eddie was saying. Guess what happened down here yesterday in Memphis? Memphis, by the way, the medical physical meaning of Memphis, the place of the Vulcan, temple of the good God, i.e., Osiris, place of the good, abode of the good, gate of the blessed ones. An ancient city of Egypt, according to Hosea 9:6, the capital of a portion of that country. Egypt represents the depths of the body of consciousness or awareness, the subjective mind. We have looked upon Egypt as a darkened, ignorant, and very material phase of our being. Physically, Egypt represents to the obscure vitality of the organism. It represents, too, a combination of substance and life in the body of consciousness or awareness.
There you go.
Brother Eddie.
There you go. Thank you, Mrs.
Brother Eddie. St. Jude Hospital had a marathon run yesterday for charity. Now, the founder of that hospital, the philanthropist actor, name is Danny Thomas. Brother
right.
Eddie, guess when his birthday is?
What?
January 6th.
Oh!
January 6th.
It is?
He died February the 6th. And the name on the street of the hospital home down here is Danny Thomas Boulevard, a.k.a. Highway 51. 5 + 1 = 6. I'm
done.
Right.
That's right. That's right. Now, Danny Thomas, y'all just know his daughter was Marlo Thomas. She was called That Girl. Go look it up, That Girl. And That Girl was a very deep show. It was about feminism and the civil rights. The husband with the belfry was the civil rights part of it. Interesting. And he was a Shriner, and he was a Freemason. Absolutely correct. Again, this goes to show you. What's happening is the occult world right before your very eyes. The enlightenment is that can you see it? That's all it's about. Can you see it?
Can I say something?
Go ahead. I'm just running. I want to iterate on
Brother Eddie. I want to iterate on the other brother. Let me just say this. And we have to think about what we say. And I have to think about what I say. The word con, you have to put the slash in front of it. So basically, you're conning your sheesh. Your sheesh. Your
right.
sheesh is what's important. Your nexion. Your nectar. You got connection, but it's not that. It's your nexion. We got to retrain ourselves because we're still casting the same spells up on ourselves. Okay? Now, another thing. We need to stop calling ourselves black and white. Why? Because the Georgia Guidestones told you exactly what nationalities, countries, continents that's going to be that they want and how many people they want. Remember that. Now, let's go to the Mason Board. When you come into that gate, the floor is what? Black and white. And that makes you under the superior being. So how are you continuously putting yourself below, hell oh, when you know that you're not black, you know that you're not. So
what about white? Hold on. What about white? Do they know they're not white?
We have to restruct, not construct, restruct our mind. We have to resurrect. We can't be white because that's what we go to when we mourn. We
now,
have to resurrect.
Just like infrastructure.
Like your penis in the
right.
morning when you before
I
you go
hold
to
on,
the
hold
bathroom.
Hold on, You make sense, but I want you, I'm going to take it to another level because remember, that's what we do here. We hear what you say, and we're going to take it to. Now, if your daughter, who you love, or son who you love, bring home a white chick who acts black because she loves black people, and eventually you take her in, obviously. It happens. I got too many stories on this. So, and you do that, after a while, you're going to love your grandkids and your granddaughters and all this shit. So, I want y'all to realize how deep this biological sex pool go. Because, see, you're using it in a way as division of division. Because I don't see how anybody, including our grandparents, can tell me they ain't know Red Fox and them all married different women. They ain't no Richard Pryor. I mean, how can we be so hypocritical right now? I'm about to get deep. I told you. Because what I'm about to put on now
is from all you who love sci-fi. I wish Brother Jeff Cabo, he a sci-fi guru too. He been on the program. See, I love sci-fi. Sister loves sci-fi. Sci-fi is a hell of a thing. Now, I want you to know the X-Files.
It ain't sci-fi. That's why, because it's not sci-fi. That's another
thing.
It's not
sci-fi.
It's not sci-fi.
I know you went deeper into the word, but I'm just going for the so everybody can be on the same page. But let's just say this genre of sci-fi, which gave you all of the latest technology, has been in your face. Anime been around. I can't hear somebody. If you're gonna see, that's the stuff I understand. If you're gonna talk, why don't you mute yourself? Unless you don't remember you on the phone. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. But mute yourself. If you're talking, mute yourself, come on back. That's all we ask you. That's all. Now, we've been watching, all you on this line is old enough to have been watching Johnny Quest, Space Ghost, the Megacons and the family.
You could throw Speed Racer in there too.
Speed Racer. Y'all watched all this as kids. Now you adults. That's the Bible story. Now you got to put all childish things aside and see that the Illuminati showed you everything they was going to do. See, that's why they feel like we showed you. You just didn't see it. Because your parents, they go on with the premise that you wanted to be dumb over enlightenment. I'm just giving you what they're going to say. Just in case you don't know what they're going to say, because I could tell you just by watching it, they could say, they give you the spell. They gave you the incantation. Y'all is the ones giving the incantations. Y'all don't know that now, but you will know later in life.
They give incantations every day, every time.
No,
they
y'all giving it. Y'all giving it.
Or anything in your face.
Y'all
able
to talk about all the spells on this program, a lot of programs, even the Billy Carson's. I went to Ancient Aliens. Y'all know I did. I was with the elite. I actually asked them about the Masonic star system of Sirius, the 357. And they went and looked at me. Anybody know, we taped it. Every white Mason in there came to me, hugging me as if I was just asking something about my own research. Even though I didn't expect them to do that, I said to myself, wait a minute. These people is worshiping star systems. All of them. Even the women. The women, y'all worshiping the dog. That's why dogs love you. And now we about to get deep. We about to meditate.
And Snoop just released the 30th anniversary of his first album, Doggy Style.
Doggy Style. Because y'all the first to create the fake dick. The women, the goddess bitches that I told you about earlier who are under, you can't even see them. Only certain Libras can see them because they all said harmony and balance. That's the Mayat. See, y'all don't want to believe you got female compounds because of the fact that y'all must don't look up your own birth. I don't understand it. If they could eat placenta, y'all, and you have all eaten placenta, you're liars. You all have eaten it. You don't even know it. It's called additives. Period. If you don't eat it no more, you ate it. So what that mean? I don't eat it no more, but you ate the shit. Y'all about to get it. Y'all about to get it.
I want
to
say something about Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, go ahead and say something.
And what's her name? What's his chick? The rich side chick. The one that went to jail.
Martha Stewart.
The
gangster. Martha Stewart.
Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Martha. The black
and
white.
Martha Vineyards.
Martha
Vineyards and Martha Stewart. Go ahead.
Martha Stewart. So you got rhymes for children. Okay, now they got this whole thing about Pizzagate and all this stuff.
Right.
Who the fuck knows the pizza man? We got to start paying attention.
We did shows on this.
All
he was
the incantations
the
that they put out
the
here,
we did
and they wearing blackface.
Yeah,
okay,
they
wearing
the
blackface.
You know
favorite rap artist.
Yeah, you
he's teaching the children. Do you know the pizza man? What? Who the hold up? Who the fuck is the pizza? No, I know a pizza store. But my children don't know no pizza man.
Come on. Martha Stewart, y'all. I'm going to tell
y'all. Pay attention.
Start
paying attention.
The reason why. Hold on.
We did a show on this. My archive is going to be so fucked up when I put it together. It's going to be amazing. My kids can be rich off this shit. We did the show, but the Pizzagate, because I do hang with multiple people. I don't just listen to all black people. Hell no. No, no, no. Y'all got too many ideologies. Some of y'all Pan-Africans can't get out of that shit. Some of y'all pro this, pro that, Hebrew Israelites. We got to put y'all into the dry bone category. Okay, some of the shit y'all saying makes sense. Not all of it. No, it can't be, because if you are truly a Hebrew Israelite, you should be the main ones crying for what you did. You ain't going to do that shit because you're arrogant. You up there persecuting people because you paid for it. If you was really a Hebrew Israelite, you would know by what you heard earlier, all this could only happen because I haven't even repented. So that's how simple this shit is. So if you ain't that, if you that dumb to see how simple it is, that's why my man said earlier, the pen is mighty and sword. The pen is the power. That's why you spell, you don't.
Hard-headed, stiff-necked people.
Yeah, right. So obviously, y'all don't get it. So that's why we do this program. And I don't even ask for money.
The gatekeepers is out there working, hey, boy. Hey, I tell you that much.
Hold on. I want y'all to hear something. I never asked y'all for money because you ain't going to give me real money. I don't want your fucking fiat. Now, let's go. I'm about to get it on. Think I ask? What the fuck am I asking for y'all for some paper money?
Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me. We will do you no harm, other than pee in your apple. Hey, Lee, won't you be my dog? And I'll be your tree, and you can pee on me.
Even if you don't dig it, don't mean it's not the thing, our thing to do. Could be just for you. Even if you don't feel it, right now don't mean someday it'll turn you out. You'll be out of sight. You really shouldn't want to fight it. The music is designed to do no harm. It's just for you. With just a little bit of effort, I can't even wait, we might just turn you on.
Showing y'all what right there just coming from all y'all information y'all sent. First of all, I got to give homage to the dead. Aaron Salters from Buffalo, killed in Tops, had a design for the water of a car. He had even went further than Stanley Myers, who put it together first in his time to make the water car because of the Arab Islamic control of oil, and that your petrodollar,
let's not leave out Toyota.
Yeah, okay, hold on. The Toyota, all of them. I'm just giving you the facts of what we know for sure. Eric Salters in Buffalo
was taken out first, or second, I'll take that back, and a brutal assault, unbelievable assault at Tops on Jefferson. And all the people in Buffalo who scared, really scared, I know you're scared, not you on the line, and many of you, but you got to be scared to know that this man, funeral was paid for by the show that does the print, not the printers, I can't think of the name, but it gives you the money if they take your idea, they pay for the funeral. But here's where it starts first. Facts matter. We just don't be talking on this program like many programs. Facts matter. Here is the Shark Tank. Thank you. That's why I keep y'all on the line. Because I can't remember everything. Hell, I'm getting up in age. Hold on. Hold on. Right now. Hold on. This is the man that my man who went to Hutch Tech. This is the why. This is why you got to listen to the dead. I bring the dead to you.
Okay. It never wears out because there's no moving parts.
In the top, our news here at 6 o'clock, an age-old dream becoming a reality. A local inventor has discovered a way, hear this, to use water to run your car.
It's a major breakthrough that will no doubt make motorists happy. And as Ralph Robinson explained, the Pentagon is also showing lots of interest in this project.
Water has always been considered a precious commodity, but Stan Meyer's invention may make it even more valuable. He has developed what's called a water fuel cell. It has taken the place of his old gas tank. The water fuel cell breaks down water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen is used to run his dune buggy.
And I don't care if you use rainwater, well water, city water, ocean water. If you don't have any fresh water, go ahead and use snow. If you don't have any snow available to you, then use salt water because there's no adverse effect to the fuel cell.
Meyer started working on this project 4 years ago. He's not a scientist. He isn't even a chemist. In fact, he never graduated from college. Meyer was determined, he says, to design something to protect this country from oil embargoes.
And we have calculated that if we take the dune buggy from Los Angeles to New York, we would roughly use 22 gallons of water.
The Pentagon flew a lieutenant colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There's talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks. Meyer is currently perfecting a water fuel cell for cars. It will cost about $1,500. He says it won't need any maintenance and you won't have to replace it.
It'll be at least 2 years before the fuel system goes into mass production. The day it happens will be one the fuel industry hates. But it'll put a smile on the face of those who've had to say at one time or another, fill her up.
Enormous range of new things that have been worked up to a remarkable level in the past and then suppressed by the existing order for one reason or another. Either they're incompatible with classical ideas or they upset strong financial interests or whatever it may be. In the past, great things have been done by gifted humans. They are, in a sense, the vehicles of God Almighty in bringing this stuff into the world. And none of it has ever reached public use and public currency because of this dictatorship of the knowledge systems of the world. Video, and in particular projects like this one we're on now, they reveal that you can do to these seemingly ancient discoveries what was not possible or feasible 50 years ago. It was simply beyond technical capabilities, and the means of distributing what you discovered were all in the wrong hands. Nowadays, the internet has put all that to bed. You can't do that anymore. You know, humanity is going to have information no matter what. So I see, in the things that I know about and have been personally involved with, a great horizon for producing an endless series of productions like this that will bring this stuff out of the limbo where they've been shoved and into the full light of day where some of the bright young people who are now on the earth can make them into blessings for mankind.
Eddie Miles. They killed him. His brother. They poisoned him. He told his brother they had a dinner with the Pentagon. Go look it up. They had a dinner with the Pentagon. After the dinner, he told his brother, I can't breathe. They're killing me. He drank the water at the dinner table. Never thought he was white. I'm talking to you white Anglo-Saxon Protestants today. Go ahead. Jump in.
Hey,
I got more.
Connect with what you just said. Now, it kind of made national news, but it didn't. About 4 or 5 months ago here in the suburb of Memphis called Germantown. They could look at the name Germantown. They had a issue with so-called water crisis, right? So happily, some diesel fuel leaked into the water supply, contaminated all the water. And it's ironic you had just said you played that piece because the population of Germantown is 88% white. But they're more Christian-based.
Yep.
So
they're going to get them.
You get what I'm saying? Because it's like this is beyond colors, what I'm saying.
Dude, the Purge movie, for those in Buffalo always making videos, though they don't want to talk about no deep stuff, they know who I'm talking about. You know, it's all right to have music concerts, but when they're doing stuff that's detrimental, like they made the Purge movie in Buffalo, Biden goes to Buffalo right
sure
across
did.
The street from Wyoming, the street I lived on. Everybody know I lived on Wyoming. He did it at the corner church in the street that we lived on, and I ain't supposed to be dumb enough to say, wait a minute, Biden goes on the street I was living on? Wyoming in Moselle in East Delavan? And y'all niggas up there don't see this shit? Okay. I'm about to get busy. I told you.
Hidden in plain sight.
We are at Hidden
in plain sight.
They're making videos on Facebook as if everything's okay. Everything okay. I love my people.
And
Hocho
signed the Green Deal.
Yeah.
And we are considered the test dummy of the weather 2030. He signed that too. And then they're going to blow up the expressway, the 33.
What kind of car? At the Rainbow Bridge. We just did that last week. Okay, enough. Enough.
Yeah, I can't
comment
on
that. Hello, somebody say something? Go ahead, comment.
Quick,
I
would like to make a comment as well.
No, I want to let you finish.
Texas.
I want to respect yourself.
Texas. Go ahead, Texas.
Okay, yes, sir. Just piggybacking off the gentleman who spoke earlier, because we know water is a problem with Flint. I'm in Texas, but I live in the city, Houston, and we're dealing with that now. Our water is bad and contaminated. Not running by black mayor, black city council. That's why they all at the election polls fighting with one another, because the incumbents got, pushback of the other people who run against them. See, times is changing, okay? They fighting like dogs. See, if y'all was here in Houston, they fighting like hell. Then on top of that, the city has the nerve, black male, majority black city council, to raise our, they first raised our sewer bill up high, then they raised our water bill. Do you know people are getting $400 to $10,000 a month water bills?
Wow.
Are you aware of that?
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Are you aware of that? Exactly.
No,
so
that's another
reason
you.
Why the
that's
fight and
you.
The brother invention
Thank
that
you.
He has that we need. You keep talking Thank about you. Buffalo. That remember the security guard? Wasn't he inventing something with water or something?
The water.
Making
that's
water out of air.
That's
the
why,
one
I, play.
They
that's why
killed.
I played that tape. I know. I went to
right.
Buffalo.
They assassinated him and made
that's,
it as a hate crime, but that was a full-blooded assassination.
But exactly. But see, the good sister is correct because it was all a setup. See, they brought the board there. See, we don't see this. Like, our pioneer gland or whatever is so cloudy. We just see racism. Let's pull back the onion sometime and see, well, wait a minute. How did he just scope out the area for 2 days and sit around and sit in the parking lot and nobody noticed nothing? Then the homeless man who got
we
up and spoke. Well, guess what? I'm sorry, Drop Bones. Go ahead.
No, I love you. Because we had the guy who did the show on there. He was a homeless guy for 2 days, but the day he was told to go that day. But go ahead. Keep going.
He was a go-to. Yes, sir. And then remember, they caught him on live TV with a microphone or something in his ear.
Yeah.
Remember that? I don't know if y'all remember that came out. And then he went away because he was like, who is talking in your ear? Why you had his microphone? So it was all a setup from the jump. Then you had the other brother, I forget where he at, they had the container that made the water for the homeless people, and they damaged that.
It was up in Detroit.
Right.
In Flint. It was in Detroit.
I forget where it was at. And then, so we look at this. Now, Henry Kissinger, who just died, made a quote. I saw it the other day because I'm making a little small piece of how dirty he was and how he sold GM in Detroit out to China in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. Look that up, though. But anyway, whoever controls the resources and the power and the money control, that's part of Henry Kissinger. You know, he was out there pushing homosexuality, pushing the welfare system of the LBJ. See, we got played in that civil rights bill, too. But that's another story for another day because civil rights, ain't no white folks going to give you something for nothing. Okay.
Where's she been? Where's she? I mean, obviously, she said everything. Thank you, sister. God, man,
I can't even put nothing out like this, drive
on. Oh, my goodness.
On my YouTube, Instagram, they blocked me. So I've done stuff, boots on the ground from helping, because I'm in a nursing background, helping people with their health, natural ways, other things. Y'all even touched on something about nitric oxide. Let me give y'all something. Every medication that they make that made it from an herb, they just add the chemicals and the filters from the pharmacy. But look up the history with the Rockefellers and all that with the medicine, and they killing all the naturopathic doctors.
I said Kissinger married Rockefeller's own people. So it was like
they married to the bloodline. They do that, right?
Married to the bloodline. Hold on, I got some more callers, but what I'm going to do is, callers, I got y'all coming in. I'm going to bring y'all in. Just stay quiet. I got 3318, and I got 7472. I'm going to bring y'all in, but I got to play this so y'all. Now, I got y'all in. Hold tight. Make a comment, but I just want y'all to know, I'm about to segue to show you how they show you things. This is from the X-Files. I love the show, the X-Files.
Oh, God darn.
Yeah, wait till you see what the X-Files gave you that maybe you forgot episode 10. I know I did because I didn't watch it all the time. But, of course, people send me stuff. I said, now, X-Files, I couldn't believe how accurate this was. I said, I already played the one about the COVID back in the day on the movie. They said Queen of Zion, what Trump said. I played that on tape already. This deep. Now, go ahead and say, to make a point.
The last part, the nitro oxide is what we used to give in the hospital called nitroglycerin under the tongue that helps open up the velvet. All you got to do, if y'all got high blood pressure and all that, y'all take y'all some, if you don't like beet juice, get the beet powder. All they got nitric oxide in it. It's to heal our body, or the cardiac cocktail. Buy that on Amazon, that heals anything. And yes, Brother Drive On, yes, play the X-Files. And then also, y'all, watch this movie called Utopia. It's an Amazon series. Utopia is talking about how this virus and vaccine. See, they put it in TV shows, cartoons, and movies. And we sit up there and watch
the one with John
Cusack,
the new one.
John Cusack.
I'm on episode 3 now. Y'all, it's deep. And that brother in Ohio, go watch the movie. I got to find the name of it. I'll come back long later, get y'all the name about what happened in Ohio. It's a movie about that, too.
Now, hold on. Sister, you want to say something? Because I still got time.
I've been waiting patiently. I want to.
I'm going to let you go. Go ahead.
Now, Brother Charles is looking for a market to market his invention. Now, with this Agenda 21 and all this sustainable development and environmental things, you have the environmental domestic laws, and then you also have that Agenda 21, Chapter 26, which gives indigenous people the right to control their land and the resources and cultural and biological rights. Now, all down in Nicaragua, Honduras, Cuba. That's where he need to be having those conversations.
Right.
Especially in Nicaragua.
I said global.
Because
he
got to
go global.
Because in Nicaragua, President Daniel Ortega, and he does have a shady history or whatever. But let me tell you what he did for his indigenous folks after that Sandinista war. 3% of the arable land down there, they have a whole one-third of a whole autonomous region. They are putting in energy, dealing with the energy. They're dealing with their electricity. They are developing hospitals. They are going in for control. We're looking at a global shift away from these Western powers.
Okay.
And with that being
hold on. You said Nicaragua?
Nicaragua. Nicaragua.
Okay, now hold on.
If you look at, Bluefields, Nicaragua.
Yeah, now I'm going to let you know. I'm in Miami. I see every group. Nicaragua, they coming over the border in groves, and they ain't helping black folks. They into their own folks.
Well, no. I'm saying the Nicaraguans, Afro descendants down in that
building.
They have a whole autonomous region, and all of them not coming across that border.
No, they ain't coming because they don't let them in.
Those conquistadors, children are coming across that border.
We're going to take a break on that one, but I'm saying you're right. I'm just telling you what I see in my borders is free territory. If y'all don't know, Florida is a pirate state. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
The Buccaneers.
Definitely Buccaneers.
Now, there's a lot of black people here. Obviously, Haitian, because for sure, we got Dominicans. We got every group in the world. I don't know what to tell you. We're one of the richest pirate lands probably in the Western Hemisphere. And unfortunately, all of them don't get along. And if people don't realize this, that's what you... But black folks, you not only fight yourself, and other blacks don't even know how you even... history. They don't even know your history. So if you think that people come here know what you're saying on this line, you are totally deceived. They have no idea what you went through. When I tell people what happened to us, they almost in shock. They think we are rich. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what the X-Files did. Elon Musk did too. Elon Musk is of the X-Files. X is the X-Files. If you put it in a hologram, it is the Freemason sign. Here is what they told you in episode 10.
He has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
So you say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune system by the addition of something to our DNA?
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered?
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now? What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune system.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay. So how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact location.
Exactly. But in this instance, used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years at the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war, to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridged the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose. The corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
Now this is the X-Files, everybody. Season 10. And I'm like,
Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Thank you. Hey, that's something, though. I'm glad y'all listening. I said, Fair Friday. I mean, this is amazing. And I just played the meeting that they had Friday of them doing. He said, we got to do it now. King Charles. Now, this is why I say, are we aware of the occult world and history? This program is designed to put the occult world in history. If you take the occult world out of history, you do not know history. Period. Period.
That's part of the five. Facts is 23 to 5. Occult is 23 to 5. We keep coming to the 5, which is we casting the spells. The sister said, she said the Georgia Guidestones, damn it, that's 86. I mean 68. That's the 5. Absolutely. See, we keep all these words we're saying. Freemason is 32.
Yeah.
It's 30. All embedded. In and the occult, 23. That's when you brought the dead. You bringing these dead bones to life. Dead is 14.
Right.
Damn it, the
bring
five.
The dead back to life, and that's why we need. Cold, that's
family.
Why we need our brother. Now again, y'all need to bring brother. I hope y'all listening. Y'all need to put some Antoinette. Hope you listening. All y'all listening. Now, I can't tell you what to do with your money. All I could just say is this. They are going to use another date, January 6th again. They're going to use January 6th again. And I want y'all to just pay attention to how
Danny Thomas's birthday.
Oh, see? Yeah, thank you, man. And he's a little Shriner. He's a Shriner. So I hope you understand that. He's a Shriner. And, you know, my thing is, and you know what's funny about the Shriners? They always got the monkey with the fez on. And that's okay. That's really okay. See how you know how magic works. The monkey has a fez on. Isn't that amazing? And so I said to myself, man, if people can't even see these elite signs, I you know, now I'm going to be the devil advocate because I used to love that movie, The Devil's Advocate with El Pacino. That was a great movie. I mean, they showed you lawyers with the demons. I said, man, if they could show me that, I think I better look up some stuff. I said, let me look up some. Now, the question is, if the Arabs are the number one slaveholders in equity,
And I noticed that the number one county in America was Gwinnett County in Mississippi. Thompson, the Senator Thompson, his people was under slavery up until 1968. So all that shit about the so-called, with that Juneteenth that everybody gets now, that's a bunch of bullshit. They use Texas as an allegory. Because Mississippi still had slaves working. This is a fact. Even your boy, everybody love, hey, he told you, you know, the great comedian. He told you, Dick Gregory told you. He in the documentary that I played. Slavery. And this man on January 6th, his county is the nut who was against the so-called insurrectionists. And I told you that Farrakhan said they sold slaves there. But Benny Thompson, who is the senator there, has the most, I mean, look at his history of Gwinnett County. Glendora. I'm talking Georgia. Glendora, the good witch. Glendora County had slavery. I was born and they still had slavery going on. That's a lie to me and all my people. We should sue on that lie because that's a lie. Slavery was still going on even after Lincoln. So that's a whole lie that you still believe. That's witchcraft. So to be witch, you have to realize that's a lie. Ain't no way that people did not get free until 1960. That's why they made the movie with Common and that chick who thought she was in slavery still, because they had it going on in certain parts. They never let it go. Imagine never letting that shit go. You was given power to keep it going as long as you paid your dues. Ain't that amazing? But I know one guy who paid his dues. He did. He paid his dues. And after this, we're going to open the mics up for everybody. So, you know, we ain't got to go nowhere. We all for the whole week. Women, I want women to tell me why y'all will let men play your daughter's sports. I'm looking for all women to do a show on that. How are you going to let women, like Serena and them, get off? Here it is, Serena. The only one saying nothing is the tennis star. She says she a lesbian. She the only one getting mad at everybody. Ain't that much? The lesbian getting mad at everybody for letting the women. I said, this is amazing. But I told you it's a cult. It's called the cult of hermaphrodite. We'll be doing that during Christmas. Christmas is actually about the hermaphrodites that was born from Sirius, the star system, by the three wise men. We will do that show on Christmas. Count on it. It'll be unbelievable. Only facts. If you can't handle reading, you're really in trouble. If you can't read, don't even try to come on this show. It's impossible for you because you want to get a book. Because they making books now obsolete because you must pay for them, the real shit. Yeah, go look up for some real stuff and see how much you'll pay for a book now. So we know many of you ain't reading. Unfortunately, you're only watching YouTube. That's not the way to get all your information. You can look at it, but you better look up the treaties and what was said legally that binds you to this shit. That's why they made Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy. See how Santa was wicked. He was a pimp of children. The real Santa. See, that's why Eddie Murphy had to play that movie, and so did Diana Ross's daughter. She played the same part. She didn't do hardly much. Because they are knowing candy cane is your dick. I'm saying to myself, they using all. See, Santa wanted kids. He would use candy to fuck kids. In the real Santa story, I don't know which one y'all on, but facts do matter. If you're on the fantasy one, I can go with that one because that's the pervasive one out there. You know, that's the one everybody wants to hear. But the factual one. Not bullshit, facts. He was a pedophile. That's a fact. But you okay with, and the Christmas tree is a dick. Go look it up. It's a phallic symbol. And the star means what? Nutting into the cosmos. Y'all ready for this? Christmas going to be deep with me if you come on my program. I can tell you. So if you ain't ready for that, go to some dumb program and listen to the traditional stuff.
because you went the traditions of men.
That's more cooking people are doing, more spells being conjured, but Thanksgiving also.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Drinking nutmeg.
Yeah. I mean, they don't know these stories, but they want to say they know. I say, hey, we doing them. Now, even though I tell people, I ain't tell you to be, I can't be in charge of nobody. All I can tell you is this shit is not normal for people to be this brand.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, this is Chardonella, man. When they have orgies with little children, demons and all kind of stuff, man, this is the season to be jolly. Ha, 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 ha.
Right.
Hey, get that fear out your house. Don't bring that fear in your house, yo. Don't bring that fear in your house.
Right. It's a dick. It's a symbol. It has meaning. I tell people, I say, I can't tell you what to believe. My job is just give out facts. And if that's what you want to believe, that is on you. I will not have anything to tell anybody what to believe, because that's when it gets.
That's why they had ornaments on the trees, and the ornaments represented the heads on the dick. They stuck heads on those dicks.
Yeah,
when you see the ornaments,
now,
that was hanging the heads
back,
of their captives.
This will go back to ISIS, because see, people don't like to listen to this stuff, but I tell the women all the time. I say, man, I don't think y'all realize what this was about. Anytime they come out in the secret stuff to get these books on Lilith and all that, they charging money, because luckily we got them in the early days. You better be glad you went and got that secret stuff now, because to pay for how the cult of Lilith is now abortion. To eat your children is normal now. You think it's not normal. It's normal. And that's what the whole world, you don't even know what Beyond Burger is, because they told you eating meat was bad, and then the Nation of Islam told you not to eat pork. But I looked that up. I said, that came from the Arabs. Okay, let me go look up why. Well, what does a pig do, everybody? Let's be honest. What does a pig do? It eats a lot of shit, right? But what if it was eating the most premium volcanic ash on the earth? Think about that one. Now, I'm going to tell you I ain't making this up, because I know you ain't never looked up this stuff, but it's called the Black Pig. Look it up. It was the richest item in the Western Hemisphere. It ate only volcanic ash.
And volcanic ash is good for getting rid of GERD, acid reflux, too, by the way.
That Haitian dirt. And then when they picked it up, they transfer that dirt just to take it wherever they could take it, try to put it on their soil. 3318. Real quick, man, I'm going to say this. Appreciate you, man. Jewels on the head today. Ancestors is using you. I want to go quickly on one thing. Marco Jr. Went to that the Asian Pacific Economic Conference. He says this. He says, yeah, man, I got my farmers ready, man, for the PPP plan money. That's why my man Gates bought up all the land. He get ready to do the PPP when they get ready to feed people.
Now,
so I put it out there. I was listening because every blue moon, I got to go listen to it. Don't tell me it's happening. Like you said, we got to open up the book. And let me tell you something about the sisters. One thing real quick. Sisters, stop being in fear, because y'all were the one that gave them the spells.
Yep. Gave them the spells.
Y'all gave them the spells. So y'all
spells.
Now y'all, they come to understand what happened. So I'm not coming here acting like I'm picking at the sisters. I still love our sisters, but y'all gave them the spells, because spells no more than coverage or blessing.
That's why they're using the sisters. Now the sisters spell. Now the show's over with. You're on the line now.
Thank you, brother.
Y'all in the loop. I can't check. Show over with. I got no control of the board. Everybody in the board, y'all can come up. I'm going to give everybody a chance to speak up. Let me just say this. If a woman can watch a man, I told you it's called the cult or the hermaphrodite. The cult was that at one time they had both. They used the island Lesbos to tell you the story. They used Wonder Woman to tell you the story. She said she didn't need no man to procreate. I said, well, damn, is that some? Now, every birth is a Virgin Mary birth, goddess bitches. And these goddess bitches is still Earth. They showed you in Panther movie. They going to make her now a movie. Okinawa. She wanted a Santeria gods.
I went to Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Wakanda forever.
Right. She wanted the Santa Maria guy. She told her husband, I will kill for this dick over your dick. That's what she told him in the movie. She said, excuse me, do you want me to kill you? Because this dick is the golden dick. Now, this is the whole story of ISIS. Now, I ain't got time to play, but when I come on Christmas, I'm playing the theme of ISIS spoke during her initiation of them pulling out the seven gods out of Egypt. Now, I don't even know how y'all could watch, not even understand what they did. They pulled out seven gods.
That rapper out of New York, that little young female, what's her name, Ice Spice? Her real name is, her born name was Isis. That ain't no accident.
Ice Spice is Isis. Look how she looks. She coming out with her asshole open. I mean, America, what happened with rap music, it's a spell. So they, what better way to manipulate with through rap? It's spoken word. So that's
right quick, let me get into the little Christmas real quick by the number. Remember, they giving us one side of the coin. One side of the coin, they're giving us the birth of Jesus. We know metaphysically what it's talking about with the stars. But on the other side of the coin, it's called the Baphomet. Same number, different word. And a Baphomet is what? Hermaphrodite. He's both sexes.
Both sexes.
See, this is why they had the Baphomet on the doors of all the doors in the White House for the last several years, family.
They
know who
the
they celebrate.
They know what they celebrate.
The Baphomet.
The Baphomet. Can I say this real quick?
I'm saying this, but we ain't coming down on the sisters. They just don't know.
But they know
when they went to the Holy of the Holy or whatever they want to call it, that's why they should have never held that. Because then what did the mother witches do? They pass it on to the men. So even though we're trying to catch up to be, you know, what we need to be in order to bring our house, our culture back together, but the sisters got to think along the line. Don't damn the men. Don't damn us.
No. Well, I'm going to say this. The damning of the men. Now, here's where Now, sisters, I hope y'all listening. I know y'all listening. Yes. Anyway, let's just say this. If the story is I cut your dick off, throw it into a pit where alligators eat it, which is allegory, but thank you. Now they sold his dick back on. He Frankenstein. That's what Frankenstein at. Cause remember, your head and dick is together in the cult world. So he sold the dick on. You ain't heard from him. See, now you know it's got to be something experimental. Because you don't even hear from these people no more. Where are these people at? Are they dead? No. You don't even know what happened to them. But they show you through the media the symbolism of the cult time frame that at that time, it was a lot of talk about. People was actually killing themselves. Y'all look at stuff in so many ways. You know, people was actually going in trying to kill themselves, thinking they was going to get caught. But remember Prince May 1999, the year 2000? Motherfuckers was going around killing themselves to get into the cosmos. Now, I had a thing like, why would I want to do that? But that ain't making sense to me. I want to kill myself because of the cosmos, and yet, you know, and then nothing of it after that, unless these people were actually set up to do these things. Now, they had comets. They had the Billy Bob comet. I look up all the astrology. Brother Kwame be saying all that. I look this stuff up just to make sure so I can look at all and track. It's a lot of technology out here. And let me just say this. Y'all on point today on president, so we're going to keep it moving with the whole program. But I just want y'all to realize that you did hear that they're in Dubai on Friday, Black Friday. Look at the name. You ever heard the word called Black Sunday? It was a movie made Black Sunday. Well, Goodyear blimp crashes into the Super Bowl. Thank you. I said, what the fuck? I watched that movie, but I didn't get the real clarity back in then. I looked at the directors and shit, and I said, let me look up who they affiliated with. I said, these motherfuckers with the eugenics. They were all kind of shit. I'm like, this is some kind of crazy movie here. Want to crash to the Super Bowl. I said, man, that would be interesting. America will absolutely lose their ever-loving mind.
And Tom, can I add this with you? So that's why
if Usher doesn't,
y'all start thinking this is all coincidence that we're starting to get a little more info. We ain't stumbling upon nothing. There's evangelicals, they opening their books. Everybody's opening their book because they know there's a war about to kick off. And they just know what side we're going to shoot.
You should be vindicated. Evangelicals, you've been saying this for quite a long time.
I've been trying to tell y'all, man.
I never took
92 million of them.
I'm kind of nervous of evangelical because, again, I'm Pope Leo. I think it's Leo the 10th, if I'm not mistaken, but go look it up for clarity. Leo the 10th said that they made a prophet out of Jesus, and he hated the Anglo-Saxons because Martin Luther, the German
spy.
Hated the Pope. He said the Jews, if y'all see what Martin Luther, the Protestant, said about the Jews in his books, I got two of them. And I'm saying I would be considered a goddamn anti, they would probably kill him. If I would say what Martin Luther said about the Jews, and I'm not even, this guy's white, German. Now, Henry Kissinger's German Jew, too. Now, I'm going to say this. You got to hear this, y'all. Y'all got to stop. It's got to stop. I put the tape on Facebook. The Ukrainian blacks who are close to the region, they're from Africa. They're up there. All the porn y'all watch where these black folks are fucking the shit out of all these white women, these is in Scandinavia. They in Germany. I mean, these white chicks, you think, I'm trying to figure out why are black people so, stop watching Roland Martin, y'all. That is going to kill y'all. Roland Martin, TV One might be dangerous for y'all. I'm serious. Even though I love what I want to do for my man and all that shit, they show black folks doing
that's
crazy
just,
shit ever.
Well, that's just like down here with Memphis. You see just as many black men with white women as you would with regular black couples. I mean,
right.
Come on, we need to stop playing.
Right. Something ain't right with this story that we've been painting, and I want to get the pussy game out the grave because I'm old school. Fucking keeps you going. You ain't fucking, something ain't right because you ain't going to have the right blood flow, and that means you are dying. So all I'm telling you is think about that one. But the goddess bitches cut off dicks and made dildos. That's in the ancient Egyptian.
Just remember, man, you have that diction ionary.
Yeah,
so,
there you go. There you go. Thank you, sister. I'm glad y'all
listening. Mary, that y'all have the dick. Cha-ina, the meanings of everything. Didn't the king, what's his name? The one that wrote that by Baal, B-A-A-L, Baal.
Yeah.
And the magical dictionary meanings. Y'all have the meanings. Remember, y'all got the meaning. We may have put the spells out there, but who put the meaning to them?
Hold on. I'm going to go with you.
Who is connected? I'm not going to say con.
It's called it's called the magic wand. Because, see, you think he's spinning.
Yes.
He's spinning. See, the dick is the magic wand, y'all. It's magic dog. They tell you in Pimp.
Magical wand. The hypnotizer. The erector.
Right.
The resurrector.
The resurrector. Now, let's go with that because now we've seen what the world going on. We're going with the world now.
Dick Tracy, Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Thank you. Big Van Dyke.
Dick Clark.
Dick Clark. Yeah, I need a dick. So the thing about this is it's magic words because according to the ancient Isis, her take it. Now, every church is a dick because you got an edifice at the top of the church.
That's right.
Now, the church is an enterprise. It's an enterprise. It's designed. What happens to me, I find it kind of strange for all of us because we all went through this. I've been through it hardcore.
The church is supposed to be the bank, right? Isn't the church supposed to be the bank?
The church is a bank. The bank, now that's why I told you, you can't blame them. So you won't be able to blame them because right now the same elements that y'all claim is the other elements. Like I'm finding out now that cancer's so deep with this new vaccine, they can hide now. They hide, and it's like the Matrix. They hide in different parts of your body now with these new cancers they put in because that's what the doctors are now. So just think about it. You got the church. Your local government is your first cancer. Your first cancer. If you don't deal with it much, that's why you're probably healthy. But if you're in the church a lot,
it's cancers. Because no way do you ever regroup what you put in. It's like loan sharking. You're giving 10% to loan sharking. You don't realize
tithe.
They're using secret words as tithe. But tithe in Arabic means taxation. I'll look up Latin words. And sister, you should know, Hebrew dictionary you got to use up the Hebrew dictionary, Latin dictionary. How are you going to just take the English dictionary and it's a spell? That spell does not mean they didn't tell you. It means you never searched it out. Just because they put the word there does not mean you blame the white man for everything. You blame yourself for not digging deeper as hidden treasures. Now, I use sex because sex is hidden knowledge. Now, I don't even want to get to that, but I'm going to do a show on this one day real soon. Because all of New Year's is about sex. All of New Year's.
Well, I don't know. A lot of the churches are, I know in my community here, they give funds and donations from the Masons. You
right.
see the sign and symbol and it say their name. So we don't even pay attention to little details like that.
Right. Now, the high Masons
that get the money for Ice Spice, Ice is guessing her birthday
back?
Is January the 1st.
January the 1st. See, I love that. See, January the 1st. Now, thank you, man. See, I'm showing you the cult because she been. Now, let's go with the cult word where she just says from Texas. Now, again, they know that. They're going on these occultic time frames to create this energy vector they need by falling for it through fear. Fear. According to your Bibles, fear ain't a good thing to have all the time. I mean, if you're too fearful, it says, behold, the fearful.
It's low vibration.
It said,